This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
I am the happiest director in the world right now.
Because Michelle Hazanavicius' movie won big at the Oscars. The Artist, the first silent film to win since 1929. Best Picture, Best Director, and for Jean Desjardins, Best Actor. Meryl Streep won Best Actress for The Iron Lady. Octavia Spencer won Best Supporting Actress for The Help. And Christopher Plummer won for Supporting Actor on ABC. He is 82.
When I first emerged from my mother's womb, I was already rehearsing my Academy thank you speech. But it was so long ago, mercifully for you, I've forgotten it.
He's the oldest Oscar winner ever. It's been a week, and Afghans are still angry at America. More deadly violence over the burning of Qurans at a U.S. base. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, the Taliban say this was a revenge attack, a suicide bombing at the gates of the Jalalabad airport in eastern Afghanistan, often used by NATO troops, the target. Up to 10 people killed, all Afghans and many wounded. The violence over the last week has seen 30 people killed in protests. And following the shooting of two American officers at the Interior Ministry on Saturday, France and Germany announcing they're withdrawing their staff from Afghan government institutions, Dave.
Emily, the Republicans running against President Obama are upset he apologized for the Quran burning.
You don't apologize to the enemy.
Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum agrees he hit Mitt Romney in a tough battle in Michigan, where Republicans vote tomorrow and also in Arizona tomorrow. But first to Daytona, Mother Nature won. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown at the racetrack live.
Dave, the folks here at Daytona have never had to deal with this before in 54 years, but the rain kept thwarting attempts to dry the track and race the cars yesterday. It's the biggest race of NASCAR's season, but the weather doesn't look so great for today's noon Eastern time start. There is a higher chance of rain, and it's pretty wet right now, Dave.
This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
We thought a charging rhino would be an impressive metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax. But because our prices are small, marketing sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He represents the tiny price you'll pay after saving 20% on everything you can fit in one OfficeMax shopping bag. It's a big deal. But our tiny rhino is charging the bag anyway. And he's out cold. Look for the Office Max shopping bag in Sunday's paper. Offer ends Saturday. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them. Building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Get rid of the buzzes and noises. Get a new HD radio for your car and home and hear us with crystal clarity. We're broadcasting in HD. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
I'll have the grilled cheese, please.
Hot or cold?
Hot isn't grilled hot.
We're still looking to hire a cook for the summer season, so cold?
But your name is Hot Grilled Cheeseria.
Yeah, I can give you bread and cheese, and you can try grilling it on your exhaust manifold.
Don't be stuck without a chef or any other seasonal employee you need. Log on to AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Yeah, if you have heated seats, you could sit on it and have a panini.
Okay.
Post as many jobs as you like in minutes and use as many words as you want for one low price. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Howdy, I'm Ronnie White, and I've been a custom home builder in the Brazos Valley for 24 years. In all my years of building homes and contracting, I have used many different roofers in the past. I chose to go with Schulte Roofing for lots of reasons. One, Schulte provides me with many different kinds of roof choices to offer my customers. They are sort of a one-stop shop for roofs and roofing materials. Second, I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on the job when they say they will, to finish on time, which helps me with my schedule. When Schulte gives you a price, they stick to it. I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on budget and to provide great follow-up service. Any problems we have had, Schulte responded fast and fixed it quickly, even when they were not responsible. Schulte Roofing lives up to my expectations and then some. They provide me and my customers with the best product, best value, and best service. I highly recommend Schulte Roofing to all my customers and friends for any and all roofing needs. Give David at Schulte Roofing a call at 1-800-367-7663 or visit his website at schulteroofing.com.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Folks everywhere know that FiberMax cotton means high yields, longer fiber, and remarkable quality. But what they might not know is that for cotton growers like me, FiberMax makes a global impact. You see, the cotton I raise right here is in demand by buyers
from mills worldwide, like me. Our mills specify the quality of FiberMax, and we come to America to secure it. So this season,
plant high-yielding FiberMax cotton from Bayer Crop Science, and weave a global connection of quality that is pure FiberMax.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Take our stations everywhere on your mobile phone. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seiner. Hundreds of employees at Texas A&M who are not educators have reason to believe they will lose their state jobs.
That's because facility services employees were told the university will send out requests for proposals that could privatize some functions. Chancellor John Sharp announced the first proposal involves dining services on the flagship campus. A&M will also consider outsourcing custodial, building maintenance, and landscaping services. System Vice Chancellor for Communication Steve Moore says employees will be involved in the review process over the next 3 to 5 months.
It will be comprised of different people from different parts of the university. So, number one, there'll be representatives from all the areas in these committees, number one. Number two is that we plan on having some input sessions during that as well to get input from employees about services and delivery of services. And that would normally be a part of what any company would go through anyway.
Moore says any recommendations will go to the Board of Regents, and if any proposals are approved, then contract negotiations would start. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The victims who were struck by a passenger train while walking on the Trestle Bridge over Lake Louisville have been identified. One of the victims was a U.S. Army recruiter who served multiple tours in Iraq. 32-year-old Sergeant Brian Joseph Gaya Hickory Creek died shortly after being transported to Plano Med Center. His wife, 22-year-old Ashley McCraw, is in critical condition at Parkland. The couple was out with the family for the afternoon when suddenly they were knocked off the bridge, falling 20 feet into shallow water. Traffic was snarled for hours while the freeway was shut down as passing motorists tried to help officers rescue them from the lake. 7 passengers and 2 train employees were hurt. 5 o'clock Friday was the deadline to resolve any business with local courts in Brazos County. Officer Rhonda Seaton with the College Station Police Department says the warrant roundup is underway.
If other people have the luck that I do, you're going to get stopped for a minor traffic violation. The officer is going to find that you're going to have a warrant. So not only are you going to go to jail, have to pay for your warrant, your car will end up getting towed, and you'll have that extra expense also. So take care of those tickets.
City marshals, police officers, reserve police officers, and constables will be arresting those who failed to pay their fines during the amnesty period. The Bryan Police Department recognized some of their finest Thursday night at the annual awards banquet. Officer John Agnew says it was a competitive pool of nominees this year.
The best thing is these awards are written by your peers. Anyone could nominate anyone for these awards, and then these awards are all sent into an awards committee. And this was one of our best years for the most nominees ever. So it was quite the feat to find or pick one person for Officer of the Year or for Civilian of the Year.
Agnew says with almost 200 employees always working different shifts, the awards banquet is a great opportunity for everyone to come together. A full list of the awards and this year's recipients is on our webpage at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time 6:09 is 59 degrees. More news at 6:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Cincinnati Aggieland. You have chosen the best university for your mind, and now you need to choose the best health club for your body. AeroFit Health and Fitness has been chosen the best of the Brazos for 9 years. Here are just a few of the reasons AeroFit has been voted best health club. AeroFit has 4 locations to better serve you. AeroFit now has 2 express locations offering you 24/7 availability so you can work out when you need to. AeroFit offers you full service fitness with swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus a nursery for children. AeroFit has the best personal training staff. AeroFit offers the best in group exercise such as Zumba, Pilates, and studio cycling. AeroFit is not overcrowded. Why should you have to wait for your workout? AeroFit has plenty of parking. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and request more information on all of AeroFit's great facilities and services. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Are you a cancer survivor who is interested in not just surviving but thriving? Have you completed treatment? Have you found some things in life more difficult after treatment? If so, we would like to invite you to be part of a groundbreaking workshop sponsored by the Brazos Valley Area Agency on Aging. For more information, please call 979-458-2237. 979-458-2237.
Years of practice, dedication in and out of the classroom, stamina, persistence, sacrifice. It all leads to this moment. The road to the championship continues. Don't miss the 2012 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball first and second rounds March 17th and 19th, hosted by Texas A&M University College Station at Reed Arena. For information, visit ncaa.com/tickets.
611 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to take a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, know where to go. Go to csmedcenter.com to learn more.
Lots of cloudiness in our forecast today. As are some showers. Looks like we've got some moisture lifting off the Gulf into the region. Weather-wise today, temperatures will get up probably to about 65 to 70. Clouds and maybe a shower tonight, 60 to 65. More clouds tomorrow. There could be a few breaks of sun. Watch for scattered showers. Warmer, 75 to 80. Turning partly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Clouds come back Wednesday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carroll, then for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, after a pretty good little warm-up win over Texas Tech on Saturday night, the Texas A&M women's basketball team, they've got the big one tonight. Number one ranked and undefeated Baylor Bears are coming to Reed Arena. 6 o'clock will be the tip-off for that one. We'll talk about that. Coach Billy Kennedy, some pretty plain talk about his struggling basketball team, as any thoughts of postseason are pretty much gone now. We'll talk about that. Aggie baseball team had some struggles over the weekend, but they beat Holy Cross 2 out of 3. We got that. High school sports and more coming up in sports.
Yeah, pretty much called him out on the carpet, didn't BK did.
I mean, he really did. He just...
I believe the word was awful.
Awful or terrible.
Apologized
to the university.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you don't mince words when you start doing stuff like that.
Right.
So,
there you go. But they senior night tomorrow night, of course.
And I'll be there.
You will be there. You'll be talking about them seniors.
Patrick will be there as well.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
I'll be there. Scooter's out for most of this week, so he'll be back on Friday, I guess, if he feels like it. So
sure.
So,
you know.
So you got the B team until then. So.
Oh, now I wouldn't call it the B team.
Well, I like to underpromise and overdeliver. You know that.
You know you're right.
You know it's always best to do that. If you underpromise and overdeliver, people walk away pleasantly surprised.
Chase
didn't suck as bad as I thought he would. So
that's right. And Tom was just the same.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, whatever that is, right.
Deputies in Charlotte County, Florida, charge a man crushed a small car with his huge van. A van, really.
Not an SUV.
No, or a truck even. Mm-hmm. According to authorities, the five-foot tires. Yeah, that's a huge van, all right. The five-foot tires. Okay.
What monster van competition.
Yeah. I mean, if you're 5'10", Or if you're 6 feet tall, take a ruler, hold it at the top of your head, and where that ruler stops, that's how big those tires are. I mean,
Scott couldn't hide his keys on top of those tires.
No, According to authorities, the 5-foot tires on the van smashed the car after driving over it several times. No, the tires didn't do it. The driver did it. What a horribly written story. The sheriff's office says security guards identified the van's driver, who was arrested at a campsite. I'm sure that blended in very well. You're not going to, you know, so much for being inconspicuous. The driver has been charged with felony criminal mischief. So,
mischief?
Mischief.
You crush a guy's car, it's just mischief.
It's all it is mischief.
Is that it is?
Oh, those youngins. That's right.
Mischief is, you know, papering somebody's house.
Yeah.
That's mischief.
That's what I thought, you know.
Oh, the kids, look at all that mischief. Look at that.
Instead, no, 5-foot tires, that's pretty much felony territory right there. Now, it does say felony criminal mischief, but felony and mischief doesn't exactly blend well together. It doesn't. No. It's like a goodness of fit problem.
It's going to be a good morning, a good morning. We're gonna have a great
Chase, are you on it this morning?
You betcha.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Perfect situation. We're gonna have a good time. And whether you drove down the street just to get here, took a train, a plane, a bus, you're gonna find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's gonna be a good morning.
Interested in exploring the crossroads of science and religion? Then make plans to attend the 2012 Trotter Lecture Tuesday, March 6th at 7 p.m. in Rudder Theater on the Texas A&M University campus. The lecture will feature two speakers, Hugh N. Ross, founder and president of ReasonsToBelieve.org, and Gerald L. Schroeder, lecturer with the Aish HaTorah College of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. Ross's talk, Theistic Implications of Big Bang Cosmology, will explore cosmic history from its origin, which Ross notes was described by Bible authors long before scientists, implying a real possibility of a causal agent. Schroeder's talk, Genesis and the Big Bang, will examine contention between the biblical and scientific views of creation, a conflict Schroeder says is more perceived than real, especially when considered within the Hebrew text. For more information on this free lecture event on Tuesday, March 6th at 7 p.m., contact the Texas A&M College of Science at 979-845-8817. Tony Roma's is offering up plates full of deliciousness that you can't afford to miss. Tony Roma's is tired of Monday getting a bad rap, so we introduced Endless Rib Mondays. So grab some guys and get some ribs. Endless Rib Mondays, only at Tony Roma's. Tony Roma's, just off the bypass in Bryan in front of Premier Cinema. Visit freelunchfridays.com for a chance to win free lunch at Tony Roma's, or text LUNCH to 89031. There's two ways to win free lunch from Tony Roma's. Text LUNCH to 89031 or visit freelunchfridays.com. WC Tractor in Bryan and New Holland are celebrating the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo in style. Get a New Holland Workmaster tractor from 45 to 75 horsepower at 0% for 72 months. We also have great deals on zero-turn mowers and much more. Come see us on Highway 6 just north of Highway 21 and register for free rodeo tickets. Or stop by one of our stores in Brenham, Navasota, or Sealy.
618 News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's February the 27th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Actress Joanne Woodward was married to Paul Newman, Oscar winner herself. She's 82 years old today. Actor Howard Hessman, Dr. Johnny Fever.
That's right.
There you go, from WKRP in Cincinnati. He turned 72 years old today. Johnny Van Zandt of Lynyrd Skynyrd, he's a singer. Yeah, there he is. He's 52 years old. Grant Sho, he's on Melrose Place, is 50 years old. Singer Bobby Valentino is 32 years old. And wait a second. Ralph Nader. Is he running for president again?
Probably.
Yeah, probably so. He's, of course, the consumer advocate that has run unsuccessfully for president several
times. Don't
buy a
Pinto.
Yeah. Was it a Pinto? No.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I think it was.
Oh, maybe it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's 78. Years old today. Chelsea Clinton.
But he's one of those guys that's he's just felt old for a long time.
I know, yeah. Yeah, he hasn't aged gracefully for years.
No, not at
right.
all.
Yeah. Chelsea Clinton, daughter of Bill and Hill, is 32 years old today.
Let that sink in. That may make some of the youngs in the audience feel a little bit older right there, because I mean, She was just an awkward teenager when dad was elected.
Right.
I mean, I don't even think she was a teenager. I mean, she was,
no,
I think she was
12.
So, yeah, because that was 20 years ago.
Yeah, just an ugly little child. That's all she was.
Well, gosh, I don't know if I went that far with it.
Well,
but,
she was, you know.
She thanks you for making her awkward years more awkward.
Yeah. Well, no, but she grew up to be a lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's married, isn't she?
She is.
There you go.
She is.
Okay, but she still calls herself Chelsea Clinton. She's 32. And Andy's brother on The Office, Josh Groban.
Josh Groban.
he's also a pretty good singer.
Yeah,
by the way.
He can belt out a tune. When he, on an off day, he can kind of hit the note.
I guess he's only been Andy's brother in that one episode this year,
right?
When they were having the party out at Shroot Farm.
Right.
Is that right?
Well, yeah. But you know, and Andy's unresolved daddy issues because of that. So.
That's right. But Josh Groban, who also sings besides being Andy's brother on The Office, is 31 years old today. And that's all I got.
Well, okay. Let's see. I think the only ones that you missed, James Worthy, basketball guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's 51 today.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. You mentioned Howard Hessman.
Yes, I did.
And the only other one that I can see that Kate Mara,
the
actress.
Oh yeah,
she's 29 today.
And, what does she do?
Well, she was in.
Or does it matter?
Well, she was in the movie We Are Marshall. She was the waitress girlfriend in We Are Marshall. If you ever saw that movie.
Yeah, I saw the movie.
And but the interesting thing is, she doesn't need to act to make money because her grandfather was Wellington Mara.
Oh, who owned the Giants.
Who owned the New York Football Giants. Father is John Mara, who owns the New York Football Giants.
Yeah, the Super Bowl champion, New York
She's
Giants.
One of these money-begetting-money type people.
She probably has a nice seat in the stadium.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so she's 29 today. And it's 621.
Hello, Brazos Valley, Research Valley, Medical Corridor. We don't care what they call it. We call it home. I'm Kyle Smith, owner of Auto and Home Mobility Solutions. I'm running this advertisement because my wife is tired of people telling her no one knew we were here. Well, we are, and we have been for over 7 years. With over 25 years of experience in the industry, under one roof, we consider ourselves the most knowledgeable in the medical corridor. We are the only state-authorized vehicle modifier for the handicap equipment installations in the Brazos Valley. We not only install wheelchair and scooter lifts, we work hand-in-hand with your local car dealership to ensure you get your rebates and state taxes off of any new or used car bought. Before you're thinking of getting a gas-guzzling wheelchair van, come see us. We can put anyone in any car, SUV, or truck, so call us at 979-589-2005 or come by and see us on Highway 21 just outside the city limits of Wixon Valley, Texas. You can also visit us at yourmobilitysolutions.com.
As a business owner, you examine how your business operates every day. Everyone and everything needs to be efficient. So, do you know what you're paying for your copier, fax, or printer? We do. CTWP is a locally owned and operated business equipment distributor. We represent the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, ConocoMinolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who have called CTWP for a free consultation and let us do the work. Call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Ms. Munchler, would you file these documents, please?
Oh, okay, after I take your temperature.
Why are you a receptionist?
Well, because I couldn't find a nursing job.
Then why didn't you go online and check out AggieLandHelpWanted.com?
Okay, sir, take off your shirt and I'll take your blood pressure.
They have hundreds of local jobs, hospital, sales, IT.
Oops, sorry.
Your
blood pressure just went sky high.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I'm going to need a specimen. Take this.
Get out! AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
1620 WTAW.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Well, I think the biggest challenge for Romney is the same. Romney has got to show that he can spark excitement among conservatives. And you can almost sense out here, and I'm just talking to people on a regular basis, there's a weariness developing around Romney's M.O. But they're winning by destroying through negative ads, negative arguments, their opponents. And look, people understand this isn't beanbag and that the GOP nominee is going to face all of this and have to take some blows in a race against Obama. But Romney has to offer more than this. He has to show conservatives that he is one of them. And he has to do it in a way that elicits trust and reassurance. And he needs to turn his campaign into a cause beyond his biography.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Attention parents. If your son is 11 to 17 years old and exhibits oppositional or defiant behavior patterns, we want to prove that our best-selling child behavior program, The Total Transformation, will work for you. And we're willing to give it to you for free. For a limited time, we are offering the entire program free if you're the parent of an 11 to 17-year-old male child as part of a national market research project. If you're struggling with disrespect, backtalk, lying, school problems, or defiant behavior, you can get The Total Transformation free by calling 1-800-591-5039. Call now and find out how you can participate in this limited-time market research project. By sending in your results, you'll get our $300 child behavior program for free. Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-591-5039. 1-800-591-5039. That's 1-800-591-5039. 1-800-591-5039.
Tonight on NBC, whatever you do, you don't want to miss the last surprising minutes of The Voice Blind Auditions.
What the? I did not expect you to look that way.
Then, it's the new drama TV Guide calls a showstopper, Smash, with special guest star Nick Jonas.
Oh, you're adorable.
Would you like to see the bedroom?
With a night like this, you must see Monday on NBC.
Weekdays, The Dr. Oz Show is bigger than ever. More life-changing information.
We're issuing a critical alert.
Revolutionary anti-aging secrets.
I had no idea.
New weight loss breakthroughs.
You can really hear this.
And it's all for you.
Nothing is off limits.
Be there for the show everyone's talking about. Weekdays on The Dr. Oz Show. Your life, your doctor.
Dr. Oz, weekdays at 4 on KAGS HD.
Today, I'm test driving a certified pre-owned BMW along with an array of other cars. So far, not only does a CPO BMW outperform other pre-owned cars, it outperforms some new cars as well. This might be why BMW is the number one selling pre-owned luxury brand and even surpasses some brands in new car sales, like, say, Audi, Acura, and Infiniti. This car looks and feels like new. It's rigorously inspected, backed by a 6-year, 100,000-mile protection plan, and an ultimate driving machine through and through. Yeah, I like door number one. A certified pre-owned BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:27 on this Monday morning calls for pretty much a slight chance of showers today and kind of a little bit on the warm side as we head toward a high of about 70 degrees. That chance of rain really coming into play later on in the morning. 30% chance of showers continuing through the evening hours tonight, and we're just not going to cool off very much, down to a low of about 62. Lower to mid-70s for a high tomorrow with a slight chance of showers. Then on Wednesday, another 20% chance of rain and pretty much a carbon copy with a high in the lower to mid-70s. We could be knocking on the door of 80 by Thursday and then mid-70s on Friday. 60 degrees right now at 628.
No matter how smart you think you are, there's a really good chance you're not that smart. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
So does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
You are probably not as smart as you think you are on many topics.
The quality of our knowledge about the way the world works is less good than we think it is. This is something that's called the illusion of explanatory depth.
Art Markman, author of the book Smart Thinking.
What this really means is that if you were to look around the world at lots of complicated things around you, there would be some number of them that you think you understand the way that they work. The interesting thing is, for a fair number of the things that you believe you understand, you discover that you actually can't explain it at all. And this is the sort of thing that happens to us when we're in grade school and we think we're utterly prepared for a test, and then we sit down to write that essay and suddenly realize there's key information that's missing.
When you understand how effective thinking works, you can become a better thinker.
If you look at Rodin's classic sculpture, The Thinker, the poor guy is tortured. When you are thinking effectively, you don't look tortured like that. Really good thinking involves ideas flowing back and forth. It's an enriching, enlivening experience. And when you feel frustrated to the point where you are tortured like the thinker, you're basically stuck. And the way that you get unstuck is to remember to change the way that you're describing the problem, because that's going to remind you of different things and give you a different avenue for solving a problem.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There are bigger media in town, but we're the only ones locally owned. 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The future of hundreds of non-teaching jobs at Texas A&M University are in limbo. State employees working in A&M's facility services division were told the university is looking at hiring private companies. System Vice Chancellor for Communications Steve Moore says it's a process that starts this week by distributing requests for proposals.
In general, RFP processes from the time they start to the time they conclude can be months. I'm talking 3 to 4 to 5 months. There's no predetermined goal in mind for any outsourcing to begin. Basically, what will happen is RFPs are issued. People will answer them. We will then there's a questioning period. There'll be some selection, then a recommendation to the Board of Regents. And at that point, then you'd be negotiating start dates.
Moore says this process includes forming campus committees to review proposals and administrators meeting with employees. Chancellor John Sharp announced the first RFP going out involves dining services on the flagship campus. Future RFPs will consider custodial, building, maintenance, and landscaping services. A nationwide drug shortage is forcing Texas EMS organizations to become creative in finding the medicine they need.
Nationally, more than 280 prescription drugs are said to be in short supply, causing at least 15 deaths in the past 2 years. Michael Kane of Travis County Emergency Medical Services says they've resorted to asking local pharmacies to mix generic drugs. He tells KITV.
We called People's Pharmacy and we said, do you guys and can you guys produce the medication in the volumes and the type of medications? And they said, absolutely.
As to the cause of the shortage, some blame Obamacare, some blame the drug companies. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
School districts across Texas are wrestling with big budget shortfalls. One of them is the Hutto ISD north of Austin, where they're facing a $1.2 million hole in next year's budget. School board president Doug Gall says no one will escape the expected cuts in the already lean budget.
We're getting to the stuff where it's going to impact probably every student some way, in some form.
Among other measures, the Hutto School Board may decide to charge for kids riding the bus, and teachers may have to clean their own classrooms as some janitors are laid off. The district is expected to offer a 13-cent tax hike to voters this summer. Each year, Bryan police officers and department employees nominate their peers who they think deserve special recognition for their outstanding work. Those people were recognized Thursday evening at the department's annual awards banquet. Officer John Agnew says the event is a great chance for everyone to spend an evening together.
You know, we have 171 employees, and we all work different shifts. We don't see each other all the time. So it's a chance to come together as a family to see everybody, you know, listen to some good speaking, and then hear about all the good deeds that we've done throughout the community and be recognized by your own peers. And that alone, just to be nominated by your peers, is a great feeling in itself.
Agnew says this was one of the best years for nominations, and it was difficult choosing the recipients. You can head online to WTAW.com to see the full list of awards and this year's winners. How quickly 2 weeks went if you didn't take care of tickets with local courts in Brazos County. With the end of the two-week warrant amnesty period, Officer Rhonda Seaton of College Station Police Department says the warrant roundup has started.
There will be extra officers out serving those warrants, and if you have them, I would start rounding up some extra cash because you're going to need to have it available to take care of your tickets whenever they show up at your door.
The increased attention includes local police, reserves, constables, and city marshals. WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 59 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. More news at 7 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What if picking a doctor was as easy as using an app for iPhone? You could choose a physician, clinic, or ER close to your house. Find a family medicine doctor or choose a specialist. Read bios, evaluate experience, and check office hours. Even watch videos of doctors explaining their practice philosophy. Then click to call for an appointment and driving directions. Well, it is that easy with St. Joseph's free SJ Now app for iPhone. Download yours from the App Store today.
Attention parents! If your son is 11 to 17 years old and exhibits oppositional or defiant behavior patterns, we want to prove that our best-selling child behavior program, The Total Transformation, will work for you. And we're willing to give it to you for free. For a limited time, we are offering the entire program free if you're the parent of an 11 to 17-year-old male child as part of a national market research project. If you're struggling with disrespect, backtalk, lying, school problems, or defiant behavior, you can get The Total Transformation free by calling 1-800-591-5039. Call now and find out how you can participate in this limited-time market research project. By sending in your results, you'll get our $300 child behavior program for free. Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-591-5039. 1-800-591-5039. That's 1-800-591-5039. 1-800-591-5039.
Howdy, Aggieland. You have chosen the best university for your mind, and now you need to choose the best health club for your body. AeroFit Health and Fitness has been chosen the best of the Brazos for 9 years. Here are just a few of the reasons AeroFit has been voted best health club. AeroFit has 4 locations to better serve you. AeroFit now has 2 express locations offering you 24/7 availability so you can work out when you need to. AeroFit offers you full-service fitness with swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus a nursery for children. AeroFit has the best personal training staff. AeroFit offers the best in group exercise such as Zumba, Pilates, and studio cycling. AeroFit is not overcrowded. Why should you have to wait for your workout? AeroFit has plenty of parking. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and request more information on all of AeroFit's great facilities and services. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
We're Total Fitness, AeroFit for life.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
6:38 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to take a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Call them at 268-ROOF, United Roofing Pros, and that's 268-ROOF.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. There could be a little bit of sunshine. We may also see a few showers pop up as the day goes on. We'll certainly take the rain if it does develop. High 65 to 70. Mostly cloudy. Chance of showers tonight, 60 to 65. Clouds tomorrow with scattered showers. Highs will be 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 60 to 65. Clouds Wednesday, chance of some showers. Highs Wednesday afternoon between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coach Gary Blair is looking for a full house tonight when they take on the number one ranked and undefeated Baylor Bears at 6 o'clock tonight. He talked about that last night on the radio show. We'll hear from him. Aggie men's basketball will have senior night tomorrow night as they take on Kansas State. Looks like it's pretty much the end of the road. No postseason for Texas A&M. That's what it looks like right now. We'll talk about that, some Aggie baseball, and Daytona 500. For the first time in its history, it was not run on a Sunday. They're going to try to run it today, but there's more rain in Florida for today. It may be tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, man. We'll talk about that more coming up in sports.
You know. As far as that goes, I've always had a problem with them canceling baseball games because of rain.
Uh-huh.
Because I think that's a real wuss thing to do.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it's a real, you're grown men.
Yeah.
You get paid to play a sport. Oh, but it's raining. We can't play today. We've got to cancel the game. No, we can't do that. It's raining outside. We got to put the tarp out. Get over yourselves. Play the dead gum game. You know, you play baseball for a living. Okay, I can see not playing a high school game. I can see not playing a college game. Okay,
yes.
For safety reasons, perhaps,
right.
or whatever. But you
the pros, yeah.
Come on, Josh
come
Hamilton.
Come on, man.
Get yourself out there and play. And
yeah.
I love Josh Hamilton. I love the Rangers. But play the dead gum game.
Baseball, Ray.
And not only that, yeah, there's no crying in baseball. Not only is there no crying in baseball, there should be no canceling in baseball. And along those same lines, I say run the dead gum race. You know what? If we've got cars spinning out all over the place, isn't that why we watch NASCAR in the first place?
That's right.
Nobody wants to see how many cars are in the Daytona 500. What, 3 dozen maybe?
Yeah, 33, something like that. I don't know. That's how many are in.
Okay.
The Indy, I don't know. Something
all right,
like that.
So 3 dozen cars.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to see an entire race and not one of those cars, you know, and all of those cars emerge unscathed.
We want to see some slip and slide.
We don't want to see anyone die, okay?
No.
Before you start with the indignant phone calls or the emails, and yes, my email address is on the website, that's fine. But before you start with the, well, that's a terrible thing to say. No, I'm not wishing death upon anyone. I'm not morbid. But you know what? No one wants to watch an entire NASCAR race and not see at least one car just go flying through the air.
Have you ever seen SportsCenter or anybody, you know, do their little NASCAR minute or whatever it is, and they show 1 minute of just cars just going around the track? You
exactly.
Know?
Hello?
Well, actually, there's 43 races, or 43 cars in each race.
Okay.
They're going a little over 200 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And, yes, I want to see the entire Daytona 500 without a wreck.
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here with that. Okay, we found the one caller. We found the one person in the entire area that wants to see the nobody watches NASCAR to see all 43 cars emerge unscathed. I'm sorry. Nobody does that.
I sit and watch Highway 6 for hours on end.
What, hoping for a wreck?
I don't know, maybe.
Wow.
No, not really.
I don't think I would have said that.
No, you're right. I mean, that's what – I'm not sure that – you know, gearheads like – you know, the gentleman that just called, you know, they can see the part of the sport that's, you know, that like we said, like he was trying to say that without the wrecks. But I think people like you and me and the general fan want to see a little action.
I'm just picturing, I don't think people drive a Winnebago into the infield of a track hoping for an unscathed race. I just don't see that. You don't put on your wife beater and sit out there with a case of Natty Light watching the Daytona 500 hoping for nothing to happen.
So you see, did you see it was a bad day for Rick Santorum because he had a car in the race and then they didn't get to race.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, he has a car in the race. It
was the number 22 car?
I don't know. It just all it has on it is elect Rick Santorum president.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So he's going after the gearheads.
Yeah, he was, but he wasn't, but he didn't get to race yesterday, and they're thinking, you know, the audience might be quite a bit less today.
So. I would imagine so.
Yeah.
I would imagine so. Now, imagine if Rick Santorum, and just because you bring up his name, within the political discourse that exists in the United States today, there is a double standard, okay? Because there are certain things that you can talk about, and there are certain things that you cannot talk about. Hang on, let's take another call.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, Santorum's car is actually number 666.
Very nice.
Okay.
Very nice.
That's very funny, actually.
There's something in the water this morning. Something in the water this morning. But there is within the political discourse that exists in the United States, there are certain things that you can't talk about. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to play this.
You're going to talk about one of the things we can't talk about?
Just listen.
All right.
Oh, wait. Okay, I promise. Here we go. Let's try it this way. All right, here you go. This is the President of the United States, by the way.
This month, we're announcing the 2012 launch of African Americans for Obama.
I'm going to play that again, just so you can let that soak in for a second.
This month, we're announcing the 2012 launch of African Americans for Obama.
Now.
Yeah, turn that one around.
In terms of things that you can't talk about, imagine if Rick Santorum launched white people for Rick Santorum, or Mitt Romney, or Ron Paul, for that matter, or anybody. And that would be vilified as racist. But yet, the President of the United States can launch that, and it doesn't even make a blip? See, you can feel the awkwardness in this conversation right now between the three of us, because nobody wants to touch this with a 10-foot pole. But you know what? It is a double standard that exists within the political discourse, or just the discourse of this country as it is today. That a white person, because of this, because we have had white people guilt that has been forced upon us by people, and so now you can't even talk about certain things.
Well, it's the hyphenated American that really upsets me, because if you want to be literal and talk about African Americans, as in people who were from Africa and moved to America, that's a much smaller pool than people who were born in America. And if you are in America, you are an American. No one goes around calling me a German American because I'm three generations removed from Germany. I'm an American, and so is everyone else who's voting in this race.
Yeah, it was Teddy Roosevelt that said that there is no room in this country for hyphenated Americanism.
Oh, God.
And I could not agree with that more. Interestingly enough, I have a good friend of mine that lives in Houston, and his family is originally from South Africa, and he's as white as he can be, but he is technically an African American. Absolutely.
It is insulting. It should be insulting.
But, you know, again, it's the double standard that exists, because, you know, me even bringing this up, it could be insinuated that I'm racist because I have a problem with this. No, I have a problem with this because it's once again, you know, he's trying to divide people based on race. This, you know, that to me is racism, not my calling it out. But once again, it's certain things that you just can't talk about in polite company. Whatever.
There you go.
646.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath and Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express, or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Good morning, Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Neil Sperry with another edition of Plant Talk Texas. But first, a message from Producer's Garden Center.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 3rd, it's all about controlling weeds on the farm and ranch. Learn correct weed identification and appropriate control in the pasture, only at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
It's amazing you don't see them used more often. Vines perform the functions of trees and shrubs, yet they take up almost no landscaping space. Vines shade our lives in the summer. They soften harsh architectural features like heavy stone walls. This time of year, many of our most popular vines are putting on their annual display of dazzling colors. Vines dress up our gardens like no other plants that we grow. The Spring Flowering Vines, right after this message. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, now in in its 26th year. We feature the finest garden writers in the state of Texas, and we publish information that is timely and reliable, and it pertains to your Texas landscape and your Texas garden. Every word of it written just for the great state of Texas. I'm really proud of our magazine. The staff puts together a wonderful publication, and we'd love to have you as a subscriber. 1 year, new or renewal, only $23.95. It makes a wonderful gift as well. It features the landscapes and gardens of Texas, the best regional gardening magazine in America. Others have judged it that way. I hope you'll subscribe. I know you'll like it. Satisfaction is always completely guaranteed. Just $23.95 for 1 year of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. To subscribe, call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. We're going to talk about vines that are either at peak bloom right now or soon will be. Nurseries have their best supplies during the flowering season, so shop early if any of the ones we talk about is on your list for this season. We'll list them in the normal sequence of bloom across the state of Texas. We'll start with Carolina jessamine. It's native to East Texas. This vine has several outstanding features. It's evergreen when most vines are not. It's fragrant when many others are not. And it's refined so it won't clamber up and over shade trees and houses. It grows equally well in sun or shade, although it will flower better if it has full or nearly full sunlight. Its yellow tubular blooms are highly fragrant. Bees love it, so you'll also be helping nature. That's Carolina jessamine. Wisteria is perhaps our most recognizable spring flowering vine. Wisteria also is the source of a lot of frustration. Many gardeners report that they can't get them to bloom, whether because they have them in too much shade or perhaps because they prune them routinely in the winter. Wisterias, like other spring flowering vines, bloom on the prior year's growth. If they need any trimming at all, it ought to be done right after the flowering season. However, for many people, wisterias are hero plants in the Texas landscape. They'll twine to cover patio roofs, arbors, and fences, or you can train them to grow single trunk as small accent trees. Lady Banksia rose was introduced into Texas before the Battle of the Alamo. It's a venerable old rose, also a super workhorse. It gets 20 feet tall and wide. It's robust in its habit. It covers an open patio roof in just a couple of seasons. It has no thorns. It doesn't get black spot or powdery mildew. It does have beautiful soft yellow blooms. However, they're not fragrant, and it only blooms in the spring. In the southern half of the state, Confederate star jasmine is beautiful. It's an evergreen vine with pinwheel white flowers that are ultimately fragrant. It's the big sister of Asian jasmine, Confederate star jasmine. Crossvine is a comparative newcomer as a landscaping vine. It looks like trumpet creeper, but it blooms several months earlier, and it's wonderful. And then, of course, you have honeysuckles. They're great as well. I'm Neil Sperry, foreman, Texture in Landscaping in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Tony Roma's is offering up plates full of deliciousness that you can't afford to miss. Tony Roma's is tired of Monday getting a bad rap, so we introduced Endless Rib Mondays. So grab some guys and get some ribs. Endless Rib Mondays, only at Tony Roma's. Tony Roma's, just off the bypass in Bryan in front of Premier Cinema. Visit freelunchfridays.com for a chance to win free lunch at Tony Roma's, or text LUNCH to 89031. There's two ways to win free lunch from Tony Roma's. Text LUNCH to 89031 or visit freelunchfridays.com.
Planning a wedding can be overwhelming, but keep calm and marry on, because you'll find everything you need at one easy-to-find location. Just go to BrassesValleyBride.com. Everything you'll need to make your wedding unforgettable is a click away. BrassesValleyBride.com.
Green Teams welcomes Texas A&M Health Science Center Clinical Building 1 to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, they use Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any Half Price Books today.
We'll match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. To learn more, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community for the community.
WC Tractor in Bryan and New Holland are celebrating the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo in style. Get a New Holland Workmaster tractor from 45 to 75 horsepower at 0% for 72 months. We also have great deals on zero-turn mowers and much more. Come see us on Highway 6 just north of Highway 21 and register for free rodeo tickets. Or stop by one of our stores in Brenham, Navasota, or Sealy.
The only time you'll hear Rush coming from the left. Buy an HD radio for clarity and stereo. WTAW.
Let's take a first look at sports. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, the official partner of the Big 12 Conference. Well, Texas A&M beat Texas Tech in women's basketball 79-51 Saturday night in a game that was really not that close. Tech did not score its 20th point of the game until after the first media timeout of the second half. Meanwhile, A&M was in the mid to upper 50% range in both field goals and three-pointers, but that one's done. Tonight's the night, the one that they've been circling. Number one ranked, undefeated Baylor Bears coming to Reed Arena. The tip-off will be a little bit after 6 o'clock. Last night on the radio show with Mike Wright, Coach Gary Blair talked about what it would take.
I've seen all the great teams over the last 30 years of women's basketball, and they have that chance, but it's not proven until they do it. And I've seen Tennessee in 98 when they knocked us out. Connecticut's had a couple of great teams. I saw Texas's team in 86 that was just a great chemistry team. I saw A&M's team last year. That was greatness out of all those teams I'm just talking about. And Baylor has that chance. But remember, they're coming to our house. And what we've got to do is figure out in one day's time how to sell 5,000 tickets.
The Bears won by 23 in Waco on February the 11th, and the Bears' last loss on the court was to A&M last March in Dallas at that regional that sent the Aggies to the Final Four. Now, all A&M students get in free tonight. Like we said, Blair wants a loud and a packed house for the game, a game you'll be able to hear over on 1150 AM The Zone, starting with the pregame tonight at 5:45. The Aggie men lost by 18 at Oklahoma State. And after the game, Coach Billy Kennedy put it pretty plainly.
Not to take anything away from Oklahoma State. I thought they did a lot of good things, but I thought our guys were just terrible. A bad effort. Our practices hadn't been good. The ball stuck. We were selfish offensively, and we were stealing money from the university. It was disgusting. And I apologize to Texas A&M and our fans for the effort in there. The way we didn't share the ball offensively.
The loss pretty much seals A&M's fate for missing postseason for the first time in 8 years. The Aggies are 13-15 after the game in Stillwater. The Aggies will host Kansas State tomorrow night on senior night. K-State stayed squarely on the NCAA bubble Saturday, losing to Iowa State. They come in at 8-8 in the Big 12, 19-9 for the year. A loss to A&M tomorrow could bust that bubble. Aggie baseball team had a couple of struggling games on Friday and Saturday. They won Friday in extra innings. They lost Saturday in extra innings to Holy Cross, but the bats woke up yesterday, especially with runners in scoring position, and they beat the Crusaders 8-2 to take the series 3-2. Freshman Michael Now got 4 RBIs in the win, and Rafael Pineda got his second straight Sunday win on the mound. A&M's bats woke up after going 4-27 with runners in scoring position and leaving 25 runners on the first two games. The Aggies will host Northwestern State a single game Tuesday at 6:30 and one game Wednesday at 3 o'clock. High school basketball, the Snook Blue Jay girls are going to the Final Four of Class A in Austin on Thursday. Snook beat Mason 46-36 Saturday to earn their first trip to state in 26 years. They'll meet Sudan at 8:30 a.m. Thursday morning at the Irwin Center. Consol Tiger boys advanced to the 5A regional quarterfinals, and they'll meet Neyman Forest at 6:30 Tuesday in Fairfield. The winner goes to Waco this weekend for the Region 2 tournament. Congratulations to the Aggie men's and women's indoor track and field teams. They both won Big 12 championships over at the Gillum Indoor Arena over the weekend. The Aggie women's swimming team won the Big 12 championship in Columbia, Missouri. And like we told you, the Daytona 500 now scheduled to be run today. It's first time in the 54-year history of the race that it could not be run on Sunday, but there's prediction of more rain for today. Could be Tuesday before they run at Daytona. And that's your first look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville at 658 for Atkins and Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Aggieland. You have chosen the best university for your mind, and now you need to choose the best health club for your body. AeroFit Health and Fitness has been chosen the best of the Brazos for 9 years. Here are just a few of the reasons AeroFit has been voted best health club. AeroFit has 4 locations to better serve you. AeroFit now has 2 express locations offering you 24/7 availability so you can work out when you need to. AeroFit offers you full-service fitness with swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus a nursery for children. AeroFit has the best personal training staff. AeroFit offers the best in group exercise such as Zumba, Pilates, and studios.
Operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
30% chance of showers later on this morning with a high in the mid to upper 60s. It's 59 right now. WTAW, College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Hollywood goes old school.
And the Oscar goes to the artist.
A silent film wins big at the Academy Awards. Fox News Radio, Sabrina Sabah was there, now live in L.A.
Dave, The Artist won 5 Oscars, including Best Directing, Best Picture, and Best Actor for Jean Dujardin's role.
I love your country.
Meryl Streep won Best Actress for Iron Lady, and in the supporting categories, Octavia Spencer for The Help and Christopher Plummer for Beginners. Once he got on stage, the 82-year-old joked about being the oldest actor to ever win an Oscar.
You're only 2 years older than me, darling. Where have you been all my life?
Hugo won 5 technical Oscars during the ABC telecast. Dave?
Sabrina, Republicans vote tomorrow in 2 more states.
We're the best candidate to come out of Michigan and take on Barack Obama.
Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney making a big push for Michigan. Romney's just about to hold a rally. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is there live in Rockford.
Dave, Mitt Romney makes his first campaign stop of the day here at Bern Electrical Specialists before heading out across western Michigan. Romney's home turf, having grown up in the Great Lakes State, he's hoping to capitalize on that to pick up Michigan's 30 delegates and to keep momentum going into next week. The latest polls show Mitt Romney leading Rick Santorum by just 2 points here heading into tomorrow's primary. Essentially a dead heat, Dave.
Now, Jeff, Arizona will also vote tomorrow, but Newt Gingrich will campaign in Tennessee, a key Super Tuesday state next week. It's getting pricier again to fill up.
The average regular grade is 369.
That's up 18 cents in the last 2 weeks in Shelby Lundberg's nationwide survey. 9 Afghans are dead in a car bombing outside a NATO base, San Airport, in Jalalabad in eastern Afghanistan. The Taliban's taking credit amid raging anti-American anger over the burning of Qurans at a U.S. base. In Pakistan, workers have finished tearing down the compound where U.S. commandos found and killed Osama bin Laden. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
At Walmart, you can save on prescriptions right where you save on everything else. Want to see for yourself? Take the Walmart Challenge. Switch to the Walmart Pharmacy for 1 month and compare prices to your old pharmacy. And ask your local Walmart pharmacist about their huge list of $4 generic prescriptions. Transferring is simple. Just bring in your prescription pill bottle or written prescription, and they'll take care of the rest. So give it a shot. With a healthy dose of low prices, you'll be feeling better in no time. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is approaching fast. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the peace of mind that comes from having your return professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
The mortgage business is always changing, and change is good.
Dexter Mortgage will now go by the name Network Funding. I'm Debbie Davis. I have worked with Network Funding for over 2 years, and now it's time to change our public name. No, don't worry. Everything else is still the same. Same great rates, same great customer service. If you need to lower your interest rate, save money every month, or get cash out of the equity in your home, I can help. I still do VA, FHA, conventional, cash out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. Great customer service is still top on my list. I work with families on nights and weekends whenever you have time to talk or meet. People are still looking to buy new homes or move up, and I can help you with a step-by-step guide to make the first-time home buying or move-up experience a happy one. Don't let the ever-changing markets worry you. Let me, Debbie Davis, help you with all your mortgage needs. Give me a call today. My number is 979-220-3018. License number 200790.
Whether you're a first-time home buyer or you've been through this process before, you know that at some point it gets overwhelming. It can get overwhelming, and you have to temper that. Now, if you're a first-time home buyer, just let me tell you, it's going to get overwhelming. And that's why you need a realtor that is going to partner with you to make sure that they can help keep you kind of on an even keel, I guess. And one of the things that Zweiker & Associates does is they get real with their clients. They sit down and they look at your finances and they say, let's decide what you can and cannot afford. Because when you start buying a house, you start looking at homes and things like that, you can very quickly get into a situation where you get in over your head, not only emotionally, but financially. And that's the last thing you want. Not only are they going to get real with you financially, they're going to make sure that you don't get overloaded. They're going to make you put together a do must have list and a do not want list and things like that. And then you're only going to look at about 8 to 12 homes max. And when you're looking at homes, having a number that small can make a huge difference. Zweiker & Associates, find out what they can do for you. Go to zarealestate.com, zarealestate.com.
The interviews with newsmakers unedited for time. On file forever at WTAW.com.
WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwerneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Hundreds of employees at Texas A&M who are not educators have reason to believe they will lose their state jobs. That's because facilities and services employees were told the university will send out requests for proposals that could privatize some functions. Chancellor John Sharp announced the first proposal involves dining services on the flagship campus. A&M will also consider outsourcing custodial, building maintenance, and landscaping services. System Vice Chancellor for Communications Steve Moore says employees will be involved in the review process over the next 3 to 5 months.
It will be comprised of different people from different parts of the university. So, number one, there'll be representatives from all the areas in these committees, number one. Number two is that we plan on having some input sessions during that as well to get input from employees about services and delivery of services. And that would normally be a part of what any company would go through anyway.
Moore says any recommendations will go to the Board of Regents, and if any proposals are approved, then contract negotiations would start. The victims who were struck by a passenger train while walking on the trestle bridge over Lake Louisville have been identified.
One of the victims was a U.S. Army recruiter who served multiple tours in Iraq, 32-year-old Sergeant Brian Joseph Goh of Hickory Creek. He died shortly after being transported to Plano Med Center. His wife, 22-year-old Ashley McCraw, is in critical condition at Parkland. The couple was out with family for the afternoon when suddenly they were knocked off the bridge, falling 20 feet below into shallow water. Traffic was snarled for hours while the freeway was shut down as passing motorists tried to help officers rescue them from the lake. 7 passengers and 2 train employees were also hurt. Barb Smith, TSN News.
5 o'clock Friday was the deadline to resolve any business with local courts in Brazos County. Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department says the warrant roundup is underway now.
If other people have the luck that I do, you're going to get stopped for a minor traffic violation. The officer is going to find that you're going to have a warrant. So not only are you going to go to jail, have to pay for your warrant, your car will end up getting towed, and you'll have that extra expense also. So take care of those tickets.
City marshals, police officers, reserve police officers, and constables will be arresting those who failed to pay their fines during the amnesty period. The Bryan Police Department recognized some of their finest Thursday night at their annual awards banquet. Officer John Agnew says it was a competitive pool of nominees this year.
The best thing is these awards are written by your peers. Anyone could nominate anyone for these awards, and then these awards are all sent into an awards committee. And this was one of our best years for the most nominees ever. So it was quite the feat to find or pick one person for Officer of the Year or for Civilian of the Year.
Agnew says with almost 200 employees always working different shifts, the awards banquet is a great opportunity for everyone to come together. A full list of the awards and this year's recipients is on our webpage at WTAW.com. WTAW News time is 7:08. It's 59 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the presidential roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. They employ two insurance adjusters to help with all your insurance claims. If quality workmanship and affordable prices are important to you, then make the right choice in America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF. 855-569-7663. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. America's Choice.
Interested in exploring the crossroads of science and religion? Then make plans to attend the 2012 Trotter Lecture Tuesday, March 6th at 7 p.m. in Rudder Theater on the Texas A&M University campus. The lecture will feature two speakers, Hugh N. Ross, founder and president of ReasonsToBelieve.org, and Gerald L. Schroeder, lecturer with the Aish HaTorah College of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. Ross's talk, Theistic Implications of Big Bang Cosmology, will explore cosmic history from its origin, which Ross notes was described by Bible authors long before scientists, implying a real possibility of a causal agent. Schroeder's talk, Genesis and the Big Bang, will examine contention between the biblical and scientific views of creation, a conflict Schroeder says is more perceived than real, especially when considered within the Hebrew text. For more information on this free lecture event on Tuesday, March 6th at 7 p.m., contact the Texas A&M College of Science at 979-845-8817.
Planning a wedding can be overwhelming, but keep calm and marry on because you'll find everything you need at one easy-to-find location. Just go to BrazosValleyBride.com. Everything you'll need to make your wedding unforgettable is a click away. BrazosValleyBride.com.
7-Eleven News Talk 1620 WTAW. Your Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Charles Culver at Skyline Communications. In business for your business, call 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Lots of cloudiness in our forecast today. As are some showers. Looks like we've got some moisture lifting off the Gulf into the region. Weather-wise today, temperatures will get up probably to about 65 to 70. Clouds and maybe a shower tonight, 60 to 65. More clouds tomorrow. There could be a few breaks of sun. Watch for scattered showers. Warmer, 75 to 80. Turning partly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Clouds come back Wednesday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carroll, then for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Coach Gary Blair says stopping the Baylor Bears is more than just stopping Brittany Griner. He will talk about the big game tonight as the Aggies take on the number one team in the nation at Reed Arena. We'll talk about that. We'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy, not a happy coach at all after they lost by 18 to Oklahoma State on Saturday in Stillwater. We got that. Good high school basketball news and more coming up in sports.
Thankfully, there is now soon to be an app for karaoke.
Oh,
thankfully.
I mean, so we can like just walk around with our telephones and sing?
Well, for your iPad, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for your iPad. Oh, I got one of those.
Solo Soulo. It's a software and microphone kit that can turn your iPad or other Apple device, so I guess it can we can put it on our iPhones as well,
yeah,
into a karaoke machine. Gives you instant karaoke in the privacy of your own home or wherever you carry your Apple gadgets.
Good.
A solo iPad combo makes it a snap to record audio and video of a performance and then post clips, not full songs, because that would be copyright infringement, on YouTube, Facebook, and elsewhere. The karaoke app and microphones are compatible with iPads, iPhones, and the iPod Touch. Audio output options include listening through headphones or other speaker systems, because that's what everybody wants to hear is you singing karaoke. Okay, maybe not.
They have a little pitch enhancement button on there, so
yeah,
it
really
sound like T-Pain.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe they'll have auto-tune on there.
Mm-hmm.
That would be
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
Because, after all, who wouldn't want to, you go out to a nice dinner with your wife, you know, and maybe you go out, you know, it's a double date. You go out with friends, something like that. And then you say, hey, check it out. I just recorded this on my iPad. You want to hear me singing karaoke? Hello?
Hey.
Well, hey, is my insurance going to cover the water damage that in the shower on my iPhone?
yeah.
Now, there might be an untapped market.
Yeah,
shower
really.
Karaoke.
Well, because once again, you know, the phones have, they know. Okay, you take your phone in. If it's gotten wet, okay, if it's gotten destroyed because of water, they know. So there you are. Solo is the name of it. And solo is the best way to perform karaoke. By yourself.
Yeah, in the shower. Certainly.
Away from everyone else.
If you don't start off by yourself, you'll end up that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm pretty sure that would be a guaranteed way for my wife to say, no. You know, no, I don't want to hear you singing Feelings or Tiny Bubbles.
Although,
or,
to be honest here, the Bryan Broadcasting employees are very fond of their karaoke.
We are.
I know, yeah.
We
every Christmas. Yeah.
Every chance we can in between.
Somehow I've managed the last 3 years to, you know, have to leave the party before that starts.
Oh,
yeah, it's funny how that works out, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to shackle you this year, Tom.
Yeah.
You're going to sing something.
Yeah. Well, what's more torturous, making him sing or just making him
I don't know.
Listen?
We might have to shackle the rest of the people.
That's right.
Yeah, really. So, speaking of Facebook, apparently we're finally getting more serious about Facebook privacy.
Oh, good.
More than ever before, Americans have started restricting who can access their profiles on Facebook. If you have an open profile on Facebook, you're just kind of inviting some unsavory things where people can just see your pictures and things like that. 63% of us have deleted friends on social networks. That's up from 56% in 2009. More people are also removing their names from photos than 2 years ago. That's a problem for Facebook because people can add names of friends to photos they upload. People can put pictures of you up there and not necessarily have to notify you that that's happening. That's one of the big stickler things with Facebook right now. And now more adults than ever, 63% of adults use a social networking site. Now, I would think that that also includes LinkedIn, which a lot of professionals use for work purposes and things like that. But that's an increase from 20% just 6 years ago.
I think it's important to note that it's much easier to maintain your privacy than to regain your privacy.
Oh,
once it's out there,
and
it's
easier.
Very difficult to get it back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, because right-click, save, and it's there forever. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, all somebody has to do is right-click, save, and guess what? They've got that picture of you as long as they want.
Well, speaking of privacy, I got to bring this up. March 1st is when Google meshes all their services, and I found out that Google has history on me, but going back to 2006 when I first set up my Gmail account, and I was shocked at everything it maintained on me. Now, it was sort of cool to go back and see what I was searching at the time, but I was told a very simple way to take care of that is it's google.com/history, and you have to be signed in with your account, but you can actually remove all that, and you got to do it before the 1st if you don't want Google to use it in their advertising pitches
but,
to you.
But that's only if you search while you're logged into your
while
Gmail
you're
account.
Logged in. But you know what? I didn't always log out of my Gmail account.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you delete your history, which I do on a regular basis, then nothing that you've ever done before that,
That's on your local computer. Google stores stuff on their servers about what you've searched for. And like I said, it was pretty neat. I could see it being helpful, but it took me about 2 minutes to decide to click remove all web history because I just didn't even want it to be an issue.
Oh, so you go that, you do this on the Google site.
Yes.
I see.
/history. And it's just, it's really simple. I applaud Google for making it so simple, but I dislike the fact that it's an opt-out rather than an opt-in.
So there you are. By the way, women are more likely than men to restrict their profiles because... Hey, we're guys. We're just like, smacks of effort. I don't want to.
Open profile? Yes, please.
The people with the most education claim to have the most trouble trying to figure out how to set the privacy settings. Really? Really? Well, you need a teenager to help you show these things. It's like the old old proverb of needing a four-year-old to program your VCR back in the day. Men are more likely to post something they later regret. You think? You think? Young adults were more likely than older users to post something regrettable. Gosh, I hope we didn't pay a lot for that. So, we had the caller a minute ago talking about phones and water, if he takes his iPhone in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
At a gathering of mobile tech companies in Spain, several are now showing off water-repelling technology for cellular phones. So that may be down the line. That may be yet to come that will have some sort of water repelling technology on your cell phone, so that way if it does fall into places where you wouldn't want it to go, that perhaps it could withstand that. I'm sure a good soaking would still probably spell death for that, but maybe if it's just just a quick splash or something like that, perhaps then you could avoid the watery death of many a cell phone, because lots of folks have had that problem before. And let's see. Also, speaking of hypersensitive, we were talking hypersensitivity earlier in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, did I feel like an island in that segment?
No, I was in here nodding.
I could audibly hear.
Not off, actually.
I could audibly hear the two of you backing away from the microphone. So
we're gonna let Chase be on. Yeah. Nice knowing you.
It's a pretty big neck you got out there.
The Ben and Jerry, they've had to apologize. Or they didn't have to apologize. They just did.
What, the ice cream melt?
Yeah, no. Well, apparently it was because they were trying to capitalize. Jeremy Lin's pretty much the hottest thing in the NBA right now. He's making the NBA relevant to a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
And they, Ben and Jerry, released a new frozen yogurt flavor last week in honor of Jeremy Lin.
Only in his hometown, from what I heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was a limited release. Yeah, it was a limited edition called Taste the Lin Sanity. Flavor was only sold for a few days, and it was. You're exactly right. In their Harvard Square location. So it was in the Cambridge area.
Well, because he was from there. I guess he went to school there.
Yeah, he graduated from Harvard. That was before the controversy arose, because they... and. Say what you want. They included fortune cookie pieces in the frozen yogurt. And, of course, he's Asian American, as we talked about.
Includes the little paper thing?
That might be kind of difficult to digest those. But they actually came out and formally apologized. It was a mixture of vanilla frozen yogurt, honey swirls, and fortune cookie pieces that have since been replaced by waffle cookies, because they said in their apology, quote, "Our intention was to create a flavor to honor Jeremy Lin's accomplishments and his meteoric rise in the NBA and recognize that he was a local Harvard graduate. We try to demonstrate our commitment as a Boston-based value-led business, and if we failed in this instance, we offer our sincere apologies." Hello?
Hey, you're talking about the cell phones and waterproofing.
Hmm?
You've heard of LifeProof, haven't you?
LifeProof? Go on.
LifeProof.com. You can buy a case to encase your iPhone, and it is submersible up to 6 feet in water, and it's dust. It's airtight. You can't get water or dust in it.
Really?
And I have one right now because of my environment I work in. Dust kills my phones.
Uh-huh.
So I wash my phone once a week.
LifeProof, huh?
Yeah.
Now, is this like a hard plastic case, or what is it?
It's a hard plastic case, and it's a little rubberized on the outside,
mm-hmm.
and then it has just a plastic cover over the front, which is not very obstructive at all when you're using it. So.
It sounds bulky. Is it bulky?
It's not much bigger than the actual phone.
Huh. Well, there you are. Hey, man, appreciate it. Thanks.
Sure.
All right. So there you are. LifeProof. That's what I need, because I'm an accident waiting to happen when it comes to cell phones and technology and stuff like that. So.
Although at that price, it's a little more expensive than the Apple Care plan.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, so you've already checked it out, huh?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It doesn't look like a bad deal, but yeah.
So there you are. 722.
February is National Dental Health Month, and Aaron's Family Dentistry wants to keep your teeth healthy with a free Sonicare toothbrush. Visit Aaron's Family Dentistry on Facebook, click like, and you're automatically entered to win a free Sonicare toothbrush. Winners will be posted on the Aaron's Family Dentistry website at the end of February. Since 1984, Dr. Jim and Karen Aaron's have been committed to the dental health of the Brazos Valley. Schedule your checkup and professional teeth cleaning today.
Call 268-1407. Like us on Facebook or visit aarentsdds.com. That's aarentsdds.com.
Molly Maid is just the thing for spring. Our homes need to be clean, but we want to be outside or shopping, just about anywhere except at home cleaning. A call to Molly Maid will get you what you need and give you time for what you want. No contracts, no pressure. You decide how often you want your home cleaned. Give yourself or someone else the gift of time. Call Molly Maid today at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. Best of the Brazos Molly Maid, a clean you can trust.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Lone Star Realty, American Lube Center, and Atami Steak and Sushi. Here's a big gig'em to these businesses who sponsor Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hurry into Amish Furniture for Generations for their pre-show sale going on right now. Order now and save big. When you place a new order, you'll receive 10% off. You'll also find 10 to 30% off on select items throughout the store. Items marked to move before Kent goes to show. Amish Furniture is clearing the floor for all the new furniture that he's ordering. Head over and save 10 to 30% off throughout the store. And 10% on all new orders before Kent leaves. Experience the quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that you'll enjoy for generations to come. Find the perfect piece for your dining room, bedroom, family room, or office during the pre-show sale going on right now at Amish Furniture for Generations. But hurry, Kent will be leaving soon. Amish Furniture for Generations on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center right next door to Tuesday Morning. Amish Furniture for Generations. Furniture that lasts for generations to come.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byanski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byanski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, described by the Washington Post as a bipartisan group, is predicting that if Newt Santorum or Romney makes it to the White House, the national debt will balloon. They say the only Republican whose economic plans would not result in higher debt is Ron Paul. Gingrich and Santorum are called out as the worst offenders. The report says that their policies would likely require trillions of dollars in new borrowing. Now, the group's president, Maya McGuinness, says, as we enter the thick of the campaign season, no one can ignore the debt issue. It's designed to inform the public on the fiscal policies put forward by each of the Republican candidates and stimulate debate on this crucial topic. Now, missing from this highly informative report is an analysis of Obama's budget, with its trillions in spending and tax increases, and what impact it would have on the economy. As we enter the thick of the campaign season, where nobody can ignore the debt issue, the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget isn't talking about the trillions in debt that Obama, the Democrats, ballooned already, or the lack of a budget from the Democrat Senate ignoring the Constitution. So as we enter the thick of the campaign season, everybody should just ignore this report and reports from every other so-called bipartisan group, who are nothing more than political pimps and shills for the Obama regime.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
In the battle for the nomination, who gets to choose? The establishment minority or the conservative majority? The establishment wants us to hold our noses and nominate their moderate candidate. We've been down this road before. They gave us Bob Dole. We got... They gave us John McCain. We got... Now they're giving us Mitt Romney? Don't let them. Not this time. The establishment doesn't believe what we believe. They don't see the threats to our freedom, our Constitution, and the America we love. They only care about their power. They think they control the Republican Party. But they have a problem. There are more of us than there are of them. We want our party back and our country. It's up to us. The time to choose is now. Act now. Go to timetochoose.com and take our country back. That's timetochoose.com. Paid for by Winning Our Future. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One, talking tile.
Well, this is a natural slate from Brazil. It's one of the nicest slates on the market. The coloration's beautiful. It's just very nice quality, beautiful colors that people can use in their home.
This is unique. This is not what you normally find when you go to a tile store.
That's right. We've had it made in special sizes that you just don't see normally.
This is not just floor slate. This is for bathrooms, kitchens. It can be used everywhere.
That's right. This is a nicer quality slate. It's harder and stronger. It can be used really anywhere.
What you bring to this, I think, is your love for the unique. You go overseas and you actually tour these places. You carry manufacturers that nobody else does here.
We need to have the newest colors and styles that are out on the market. And the only way to do that is to stay in touch with the industry. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today.
Highway 6 and College Station.
Tony Roma's is offering up plates full of deliciousness that you can't afford to miss. Tony Roma's is tired of Monday getting a bad rap, so we introduced Endless Rib Mondays. So grab some guys and get some ribs. Endless Rib Mondays, only at Tony Roma's. Tony Roma's, just off the bypass in Bryan in front of Premier Cinema. Visit freelunchfridays.com for a chance to win free lunch at Tony Roma's. Or text LUNCH to 89031. There's two ways to win free lunch from Tony Roma's. Text LUNCH to 89031 or visit freelunchfridays.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today 776-ANCO or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
If you have data in Oshkosh, you've got us. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The future of hundreds of non-teaching jobs at Texas A&M University are in limbo.
State employees working in A&M's Facility Services Division were told the university is looking at hiring private companies. System Vice Chancellor for Communication Steve Moore says it's a process that starts this week by distributing requests for proposals.
In general, RFP processes from the time they start to the time they conclude can be months. I'm talking 3 to 4 to 5 months. There's no predetermined goal in mind for any outsourcing. Sourcing to begin. Basically, what will happen is RFPs are issued, people will answer them, we'll then there will be a questioning period, there'll be some selection, then a recommendation to the Board of Regents, and at that point, then you'd be negotiating start date.
Moore says this process includes forming campus committees to review proposals and administrators meeting with employees. Chancellor John Sharp announced the first RFP going out involves dining services on the flagship campus. Future RFPs will consider custodial, building maintenance, and landscaping services. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A nationwide drug shortage is forcing Texas EMS organizations to become creative in finding the medicine they need.
Nationally, more than 280 prescription drugs are said to be in short supply, causing at least 15 deaths in the past 2 years. Michael Kane of Travis County Emergency Medical Services says they've resorted to asking local pharmacies to mix generic drugs. He tells KITV.
We called People's Pharmacy, and we said, do you guys and can you guys produce the medication in the volumes and the type of medications? And they said, absolutely.
As to the cause of the shortage, some blame Obamacare, some blame the drug companies. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
School districts across Texas are wrestling with big budget shortfalls. One of them is Hutto ISD, north of Austin, where they're facing a $1.2 million budget hole in next year's budget. School Board President Doug Gall says no one will escape the expected cuts in the already lean budget.
We're getting to the stuff where it's going to impact probably every student some way, in some form.
Among other measures, the Hutto School Board may decide to charge for kids riding the bus, and teachers may have to clean their own classrooms as some janitors are laid off. The district is expected to offer a 13-cent tax hike to voters this summer. Each year, Bryan police officers and department employees nominate their peers who they think deserve special recognition for their outstanding work. Those people were recognized Thursday evening at the department's annual awards banquet. Officer John Agnew says the event is a great chance for everyone to spend an evening together.
You know, we have 171 employees, and we all work different shifts. We don't see each other all the time. So it's a chance to come together as a family, to see everybody, listen to some good speaking, and then hear about all the good deeds that we've done throughout the community and be recognized by your own peers. And that alone, just to be nominated by your peers, is a great feeling in itself.
Agnew says this was one of the best years for nominations, and it was difficult choosing the recipients. Go online to WTAW.com to see a full list of awards and this year's winners. How quickly 2 weeks went if you didn't take care of your tickets with local courts in Brazos County. With the end of the two-week warrant amnesty period, Officer Ron DeSeaton of the College Station Police Department says warrant roundup has started.
There will be extra officers out serving those warrants, and if you have them, I would start rounding up some extra cash because you're going to need to have that available to take care of your tickets whenever they show up at your door.
The increased attention includes local police, police reserves, constables, and city marshals. WTAW News Time is 7:34. It's 59 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news at 8 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Classic collision and restoration on Highway 21 West there by Sioux Falls Prater, just off the bypass. Hey, folks, Doug has been around at Classic Collision for quite some time. Opened his own shop after really kind of starting into car business when he was a teenager. He became just fascinated with the idea of doing body work, and as a result does classic showpieces, does restorations that are amazing. You can drive by and you can see his work kind of lined up there out front, and that's just his current customers. They're big body shop in the back. And they can do that kind of work for you, Classic Collision and Restoration. But also remember that if it is an accident that you've been in and you want your car, your truck, your van back to looking the way that it did when it came off the showroom floor, then give Doug a call at 779-8399, Classic Collision and Restoration. They'll do all the things that you need from a body shop, and that is they'll kind of make sure that the vehicle gets to your place, gets to their place to work on it. They'll give you a ride home. They'll help you as far as the insurance, renting a car, all of that, plus a tremendous finished product. Go to ClassicCollisionAndRestoration.com, or again, give him a call at 779-8399. Let his expertise make your vehicle look just like it did when it came off the showroom floor. Classic Collision and Restoration, 779-8399.
Folks everywhere know that FiberMax cotton means high yields, longer fiber, and remarkable quality. But what they might not know is that for cotton growers like me, FiberMax makes a global impact. You see, the cotton I raise right here is in demand by buyers
from mills worldwide, like me. Our mills specify the quality of FiberMax, and we come to America to secure it. So this season,
plant high-yielding FiberMax cotton from Bayer Crop Science and weave a global connection of quality that is pure FiberMax.
7:36, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to take a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast. It is brought to you by the folks at College Station Medical Center, the area's only Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go. Go to csmedcenter.com to find out more.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. There could be a little bit of sunshine. We may also see a few showers pop up as the day goes on. We'll certainly take the rain if it does develop. High 65 to 70. Mostly cloudy. Chance of showers tonight, 60 to 65. Clouds tomorrow with scattered showers. Highs will be 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 60 to 65. Clouds Wednesday. Chance of some showers. Highs Wednesday afternoon between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie women's basketball team will try to spoil Baylor's perfect season tonight. 6 o'clock now. 6 o'clock will be the tip-off at Reed Arena. The defending national champions taking on the number one team in the nation tonight at Reed. We'll talk about that. The problems of Aggie men's basketball continued in Stillwater over the weekend. Aggie baseball team didn't much look like the number four ranked team in the nation this weekend. Certainly not Friday and Saturday, but they came back yesterday. We'll talk about that too. And more coming up in sports.
The boys from Massachusetts kind of caught them off guard a little bit.
They really did. I went to two. I didn't go to the game yesterday, but I went to all of the two extra inning games. And A&M bats just weren't swinging right those first two games. But the Crusaders came into play. They had some pretty good pitching and timely hitting. But Aggies won the series 2 out of 3.
They packed the car in the Harvard Yard and
there
played
you go.
Some ball. Huh?
Yeah,
I saw the game Sunday, and I didn't know anything about the first two, so I thought they were playing really well. I was shocked to find out they had lost over the weekend.
Yeah. They lost in extra innings.
Yeah.
But
so there you are.
There you go. Yeah. But they got they play twice midweek. They play Tuesday and a Wednesday. A businessman special.
I was going to say
Wednesday,
kind of a luncher
at 3 o'clock.
Go have lunch at beautiful Bluebell Park at Olson Field, or Olson Field at Bluebell Park.
There you go.
All right, so let's give something away.
Hey, all right.
695-1620. Let's brighten up your Monday a little bit. You're going to have to earn it, and I just released the line 695-1620, 695-1620. We're going to do a little giveaway here, but you're going to have to see how much you trust one of the boys, either Tom or Patrick, or if you want to go out on your own. It's our own version of Jethro Trivia, if you will.
Yeah.
And but instead of, you know, but not only are we going to have a competition between Tom and Patrick, we're also going to let you get involved as well. Hello.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Stephen Alexander.
Stephen, how are you this morning?
I'm great.
Stephen, where do you work?
I work at A&M Consolidated Middle School.
Ah, good for you. What do you do over there?
I am an eighth grade history teacher.
Oh, bless your heart.
Yeah. Oh, man, great. We're already behind here, Patrick. You
know? All right.
I know.
Stephen, what I'm going to do is I have a trivia question here. I've narrowed it down a little bit because...
Is it history by chance?
No, it's not. But everything is, you know, has
you're
a twinge
right.
of history.
It's already
to
happened.
It, so.
Everything's history.
What we're going to do is we've got this question here, but I'm going to give you multiple choice. Now, what we're going to do is Tom's going to answer first. And then Patrick's going to answer. And then if you want to go with one of them, or if you want to go out on your own, the goal is for you to get it right. Okay?
Okay.
Not whether or not Tom or Patrick gets it right.
It's kind of like Hollywood Squares.
Yeah. It's a fun little thing.
Yes.
I don't know if we can say that. We probably have to pay somebody money now because we said that on the radio. So now we can't give Stephen a prize. But we're going to anyway.
We got a prize.
The number of these in the United States peaked in the 1960s at about 12,000. Today, there are just over 3,000. I'll read that again, and then I'll give you the choices. The number of these in the United States peaked in the 1960s at about 12,000. Today, there are just over 3,000.
Huh. Hippies.
Is it, I think there were probably more than 12,000 hippies.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Is it A, RV parks, B, roller coasters, C, bowling alleys, or D, flea markets?
RV what was the first one again?
A, RV parks, like campgrounds.
Uh-huh.
B, roller coasters. C, bowling alleys, or D, flea markets. Tom, what is your guess?
That's a good question, first off. I want to compliment you on the question.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, I am going to go with B, roller coasters.
Tom says B, roller coasters. Patrick?
Oh, good. I get to go with C, bowling alleys.
Patrick says C, bowling alleys. Would you like to opt with Tom or Patrick or go out on your own there, Stephen?
I'm going to go with C.
You're going to go with C, bowling alleys?
Yes.
Always go with C. You are exactly
Hooray!
Right.
Yes.
Bowling alleys peaked at about 12,000 in the 1960s. There are just over 3,000 now. And as my favorite comedian, Jim Gaffigan, says, there are two types of bowlers in the world. There are the ones who take it very seriously, or the people who say, oh, we got nothing else to do, let's go bowling. All right, I'll tell you what, Tom, why don't you tell Stephen what we have for
him? What you've won. Stephen, you have won two tickets. This is on March the 21st, Wednesday night, to Cirque du Soleil, Dralion, at Reed Arena. This is going to be just a fantastic show.
Awesome.
Yeah, these tickets cost a bunch of money, but they don't cost you anything because you just won. You just won two of them at Reed Arena.
Great,
Stephen. Do you know where we are?
I do.
Excellent. We'll have a great day at school.
Well,
appreciate you playing. Alexander.
Stephen Alexander. Thank you.
Yeah, come see us between 8 and 5, and if you can break away from school, get somebody to cover your class. They can teach somebody.
So. You don't have to come today. The thing's on March 21st.
Okay, great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Uh-huh. So there you go. Yeah. 3,000 bowling alleys now, and it peaked at about 12,000. So
wow. Well, that was my second choice, but
was it?
Yeah.
But you were still wrong.
I was still just as wrong.
I hate to break it to you, but it was still wrong.
I thought my thinking was that back in the 60s, you know, every city had, you know, like in San Antonio, it was called Playland Park, mm-hmm. and you had your roller coaster there. You know,
right.
So I was thinking that the roller coasters has pretty much gone down to just the major Six Flags type parks now, and that every city didn't have one anymore. That was my thinking.
Are you a roller coaster fan?
You know, I didn't used to be, but as I got older and, you know, quit throwing up on them. I've become one. Yeah, I'll do a roller coaster.
That'll pretty much ruin your date right there.
and the people in back of you.
Yeah, it will. Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah, gravity really wreaks havoc if you have that problem on a roller coaster.
It used to be I wouldn't touch one because it'd be an embarrassing moment. But now, I don't know.
First you say it, then you do it.
Yeah,
huh?
I'll get on a roller coaster now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Patrick?
Oh, yeah, I love roller coasters.
Yeah.
I don't go upside down, though. I'm sorry. It's just not natural.
I would ride a roller coaster to the moon. I mean, I wish I could ride a roller coaster to work every day. You know, imagine how great life would be if you could get wherever you needed to go by riding a roller coaster. I mean, there would be no stress left in the world. Be like, hey, we get to go. Hey, come on. We're going to Grandma's house. Everybody get in the roller coaster.
That could significantly improve the light rail proposals.
Yeah. Then you get there, you put Grandma on the roller coaster.
Yeah. She loses her teeth, you know.
Yeah.
It's, you know, frivolity or hilarity ensues. And you touched on that. Imagine what a quick sell the light rail would be.
You could get pictures.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
They talk about the Texas T-bone and all this other kind of stuff.
Right.
Imagine if it had some roller coaster loops in it.
Yeah, if it had
going
some
to Houston
loops.
Would be a dream come true.
This was my Monday commute.
Yeah.
God, here's you spin the all the way, you're upside down.
Right. You get there, life is grand. It doesn't matter. You could be going to court for crying out loud. But you rode a roller coaster to the courthouse. Life is going to be better when that happens. I promise you.
Oh.
Leo, I think we're really missing out on something. Hello?
Hey, quick question for Tom.
Yes?
The Playland Park, is that the one that was on the backside of Brackenridge?
No, it wasn't near Brackenridge Park.
Oh, okay.
No, it was closer to downtown than Brackenridge Park.
Okay, because there's one that's still there that's been there since the 60s.
Yeah, I've been to that. Thanks for the call. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. I just think if you could get everywhere on a roller coaster, the sales of baseball caps would go way up.
Yeah, because everybody'd lose them.
That's right.
Tom could make a fortune. Hello.
Hey, and I did find out what happened to the other 8,000 bowling alleys, sir.
What's that?
They turned into skating rings.
Yeah,
they did.
Combination things. So, I think we're on to something here. Yeah. I would support a raise in my taxes if they would make the light rail system a roller coaster.
Wow. I got it this even better. You put every commuter on a roller coaster,
uh-huh.
and then every pedestrian, you give them a paintball gun. You know? I mean, we can make this whole morning thing really fun.
We
know?
Would be just the funnest country on the planet
right.
if we could do that. We're on to something here.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Molly Maid is just the thing for spring. Our homes need to be clean, but we want to be outside or shopping, just about anywhere except at home cleaning. A call to Molly Maid will get you what you need and give you time for what you want. No contracts, no pressure. You decide how often you want your home cleaned. Give yourself or someone else the gift of time. Call Molly Maid today at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. Best of the Brazos Molly Maid, a clean you can trust.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
George Lynn might very well be alive today because of the food he ordered. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The Lakewood, Colorado man was awaiting delivery of a pizza when he suffered a heart attack. As his wife Cammy dialed 911, Chris Wubin, the pizza delivery man, showed up with their order. Now, what I'm about to tell you defies all reason and explanation. You see, it turns out Mr. Wubin had been a paramedic in Illinois before moving to Colorado. So while Mrs. Lynn called for an ambulance, Chris administered CPR and was able to keep her husband alive. What do you make of a story like that? Do you dismiss it as a remarkable coincidence, good luck? Or could it reflect something far more wondrous? Your answer reveals a lot about how you interact with the world. You see, life is stripped of meaning if there's nothing greater to define it than luck or random chance. But if you're willing to grasp that there's a higher purpose operating behind the moments of our lives, everything changes. Albert Einstein once said, "There are two ways to live your life. One is as if nothing is a miracle. The other is as if everything is." How we perceive life either diminishes the miraculous or transforms the mundane into something spectacular. So the next time you find yourself thinking something is just a coincidence, think again. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like Brake Best, Brake Best Select, and Wagner Thermo Quiet. In stock and at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fanbrewery.
Wait, what?
Franuary?
That's not Franuary. No,
Fanbrewery. That's right, Fanbrewery. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you could win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence in the U.S., UK, and Canada. Excluding Quebec, even older. And 229-12 for rules, visit ConstantContact.com.
Do you have a friend who used to live in Texas and wants to be back, or maybe they've just always wanted to live in Texas, but they've never made their way down here? Well, Linda and Russ Harvell have a place called the Texas Trading Post. You go online, you look at Texas gifts. I tell you what, or you can pick something out for somebody, and they'll ship it right to them no matter where they are. But if you love Texas and you love to show your Texas pride, there's lots of fun stuff at Texas Trading Post. Home decor items. Texas Trading Post has got gifts for corporate reasons, if you want those. High-end bedding, home decor, Texas metal art, lots of great Texas stuff. How about T-shirts and cufflinks and waffle irons, all at Texas Trading Post. Now go to txtraders.com. That's txtraders.com. Just peruse that if you want to. And again, find what you want. Send it off to your non-Texas friend or your Texas wannabe friend, no matter where they live. You'll find great, affordable Texas gifts. And again, voted best online store in the best of the Brazos. Give them a call if you want to. It's 703-7200. But I recommend that you go to txtraders.com. Russ and Linda, great folks, homegrown, raised up here, lived here all their life. They've got a great company, and it's a great way for you to show your Texas pride. That's at Texas Trading Post. Again, go to txtraders.com.
You're listening to the flagship of Aggie Sports, all of them, 1620 WTAW.
One more time, good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at your sports. It's brought to you by Awards and More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. It is the game that the Aggie women's basketball team circled early, and they've thought about often when they could get the number one ranked and undefeated Baylor Bears at Reed Arena, and it happens tonight starting at 6 o'clock. Now, as a warm-up, the Aggies posted mega offensive and defensive stats in casting away Texas Tech Saturday 79-51 in a game that was really not that close. Tech did not score its 20th point of the game until after the first media timeout of the second half. Meanwhile, A&M was in the mid to upper 50% range in both field goals and three-pointers. And that was against a Tech team that twice came within 10 points of beating Baylor. Now, the Bears won this game by 23 points in Waco back on February the 11th. And the Bears' last loss on the court was to A&M. That was last March 29th in Dallas at that NCAA regional that sent the Aggies to the Final Four. Last night on the radio show with Mike Wright, Gary Blair talked about the opportunity.
People, you do not get too many chances to play a number one. If I'm not mistaken, a Texas A&M team has never beaten a number one team in the nation at Kyle Field, at Reed Arena, anywhere. This might be it. So we have that opportunity. And I don't want to hear that, boy, I saw it on television or I listened to Mike on radio. I need butts in seats, but when you get a chance to play a number one, where's that 12th man?
Speaking of the Baylor Bears, now they've got the best women's basketball player in the country, maybe the best one who ever played in Brittany Griner, but Gary Blair says it takes more than just stopping her.
You've got to concentrate on Baylor, not just beating Griner. You've got to have a balance, taking it in, kicking it out, taking it in, getting your shot blocked, but then picking up the ball and putting it in and drawing the foul. All those things have to happen. We have to shoot better from the free throw line. We have to have some timely threes.
All A&M students get in free tonight. Coach Blair does want it loud and wants it packed. You can hear the broadcast over on 1150 AM The Zone. Remember the tip-off tonight at 6 o'clock. Our broadcast will start at 5:45. Aggie men's basketball team has pretty much sealed their A&M fate of missing postseason for the first time in 8 years after they lost to Oklahoma State in Stillwater by 18 points. The Aggies are now 13-15 for the year. After the game, Coach Billy Kennedy spoke pretty plainly about his team.
Not to take anything away from Oklahoma State. I thought they did a lot of good things, but I thought our guys were just terrible. A bad effort. Our practices hadn't been good. The ball stuck. We were selfish offensively. And we were stealing money from the university. It was disgusting. And I apologize to Texas A&M and our fans for the effort and the way we didn't share the ball offensively.
Pretty plain talk there. The Aggies will host Kansas State tomorrow night on senior night. K-State stayed squarely on the NCAA bubble Saturday when they lost to Iowa State. They'll come in at 8-8 in the Big 12, 19-9 for the year. A loss to A&M could bust that bubble. Here again is Billy Kennedy on his team.
We've been worse since we've gotten guys back offensively. The ball's sticking, and that happens with injuries. And when you bring guys back, the chemistry's taken another direction. And I could see it coming 3 weeks ago, but fortunately, we were able to weather some of the storm. But Oklahoma State, they did some good things. Markell Brown's a tough matchup. Thought their big guys did a really good job of keeping us from scoring around the basket.
Again, the Aggies will host Kansas State on Tuesday and then finish the regular season before the Big 12 tournament when they go back to Oklahoma in Norman to play the Sooners on Saturday. Well, the fourth-ranked Aggie baseball team followed up a couple of struggling performances with a good one yesterday in winning the series over Holy Cross 2-1 at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. A&M won Friday 3-2 in extra innings. Winning run was walked in. And then they lost 7-3 in extra innings on Saturday, but they got four extra base hits yesterday in an 8-2 win.
freshman Michael Now got four RBIs in the win. Rafael Pineda got his second straight Sunday win. And A&M's bats woke up after going 4-for-27 with runners in scoring position and leaving 25 runners on the first two games. The Aggies will host Northwestern State in single games Tuesday at 6:30 and then Wednesday at 3 o'clock. High school basketball, how about the Snook Blue Jay girls? They're going to the Final Four of Class A in Austin Thursday. Snook beat Mason 46-36 Saturday to earn their first trip to state in 26 years. They'll meet Sudan at 8:30 in the morning Thursday at the Irwin Center. Consolidated Tiger boys advance to the 5A regional quarterfinals and will meet Neyman Forest at 6:30 Tuesday night in Fairfield. The winner goes to Waco this weekend for the Region 2 tournament. Consol beat Dallas Jesuit 50-48 to advance. Congratulations to the Allen Academy boys and girls basketball teams. They both won state championships this weekend. They both won the TCAL, state titles. Congratulations to them. A&M men's and women's track teams won both trophies at the Big 12 indoor meet over at the Gillum Indoor Stadium over the weekend. And the Aggie women's swim team won the Big 12 title in Columbia. Daytona 500 is now scheduled to be run today for the first time in the 54-year history of the Great American Race. Then again, it could be tomorrow before the green flag is waved. The season-opening Sprint Cup race was postponed Sunday due to persistent rain, and today's forecast calls for even more rain. NASCAR officials spent more than 4 hours waiting for a window to dry the track, and the race was finally pushed back a day when another storm cell passed over the speedway about 5 yesterday. Officials are prepared to wait all day and into the night tonight to avoid a Tuesday race. Oklahoma City forward Kevin Durant came away with MVP honors as the NBA All-Star Game scored a team-high 36 points to lead the West to a 152-149 win over the East in Orlando yesterday. Hunter Mahan beat Rory McIlroy 2-1 to win the match play championship yesterday. Mahan is the sixth player to win multiple World Golf Championship titles, and he moves into the top 10 for the first time in his golfing career. And that's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More at 7:59. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization...
Hours with a high in the mid to upper 60s. We'll keep that 30% chance of rain through tonight as we drop down to a low in the lower 60s. Warming up for Tuesday, high in the lower 70s, and another slight chance of showers, lower 70s again on Wednesday. 62 degrees right now, 8 o'clock, WTAW College Station. Brian, news is next from Fox.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Shots fired in a high school this morning in Chardon, Ohio, a rural area outside Cleveland. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has the details live.
Chardon High School is locked down. Parent Greg Fletcher telling Fox 8 in Cleveland his son called him this morning.
Informed me that there had been a shooting in the cafeteria, which is where he is and was. He did say that there were 5 shots fired.
At least 2 people are hurt, but police are not saying anything about their conditions. We also do not know anything about who is responsible for the shooting. The county sheriff describes the situation as no longer ongoing, Dave.
Jared, after a lull, the Republican race for president picks back up.
You have to slug it out. It's like doing a 15-round fight every other week.
Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney going toe-to-toe in Michigan, both about to start rallies there. The polls are tight before tomorrow's GOP primary. Arizona Republicans also vote tomorrow. BP gets more time to work out a settlement. Numerous Gulf oil lawsuits. Today's trial start was delayed a week, but along the Gulf Coast, things still aren't 100%.
Business is off. The people aren't coming in quite the numbers that they normally do.
Paul Reeves is harbor master at Venice Marina in Louisiana. The talkies have nothing on the artist. A silent black and white movie wins big at the Oscars. Fox News Radio Sabrina Sabah was there, now live in L.A.
The film won 3 of its 5 Oscars in major categories, Best Picture, Best Actor, and Best Director.
I am the happiest director in the world right now. Thank you for that. Thank you, the Academy. Thank you, all of you.
The artist-director Michelle Hazanavicius already has plans to make more films in America following the big win. Hugo also won 5 Oscars, but they were all in technical categories. Standouts in the other acting categories on the ABC show, Meryl Streep won Best Actress for Iron Lady, and Octavia Spencer and Christopher Plummer for their supporting roles. Dave?
This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
These days, who isn't on a budget? Whether it's a ramen noodles every night budget, a cutback on your cable channels budget, or how in the world am I ever going to put my kids through college budget? Allstate has something just for you. The Allstate Value Plan. It's their most affordable car insurance, and it still comes with an Allstate agent. Plus, the Value Plan includes Allstate Easy Pay, so you can stay on top of your payments without even thinking about it. The Allstate Value Plan. It's the kind of car insurance that fits any kind of budget. It's Allstate for all.
There's an Allstate policy for everyone. Why not see how much you can save with the Allstate Value Plan? Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Allstate Value Plan. Dollar for dollar. Nobody protects you like Allstate.
Tonight on NBC, whatever you do, you don't want to miss the last surprising minutes of The Voice Blind Auditions.
What the? I did not expect you to look that way.
Then, it's the new drama TV Guide calls a showstopper, Smash, with special guest star Nick Jonas.
Oh, you're adorable.
Would you like to see the bedroom?
With a night like this, you must see Monday on NBC.
Weekdays, The Dr. Oz Show is bigger than ever. More life-changing information.
We're issuing a critical alert.
Revolutionary anti-aging secrets.
I had no idea.
New weight loss breakthroughs.
You're going to hear this.
And it's all for you.
Nothing is off limits.
Be there for the show everyone's talking about. Weekdays on The Dr. Oz Show. Your life, your doctor.
Dr. Oz, weekdays at 4 on KAGS HD.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. As a result, each of their customers has peace of mind because they know their family and possessions are safe from our harsh Texas weather. Let America's Choice Roofing install your most important shield of protection. Ask for a free roofing estimate today. Call 855-5-MY-ROOF. There really is no other choice but America's Choice Roofing. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-569-7663. America's Choice.
There are bigger media in town, but we're the only ones locally owned. 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news brought to you by Merrymaids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merrymaids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Hundreds of employees at Texas A&M who are not educators have reason to believe they will lose their state jobs. That's because facility services employees were told the university will send out requests for proposals that could privatize some functions. Chancellor John Sharp announced the first proposal involves dining services on the flagship campus. A&M will also consider outsourcing custodial, building maintenance, and landscaping services. System Vice Chancellor for Communications Steve Moore says employees will be involved in the review process over the next 3 to 5 months.
It will be comprised of different people from different parts of the university. So, number one, there will be representatives from all the areas in these committees, number one. Number two is that we plan on having some input sessions during that as well to get input from employees about services and delivery of services. And that would normally be a part of what any company would go through anyway.
Moore says any recommendations will go to the Board of Regents, and if any proposals are approved, then contract negotiations would start. The victims who were struck by a passenger train while walking on the Trestle Bridge over Lake Louisville have been identified.
One of the victims was a U.S. Army recruiter who served multiple tours in Iraq, 32-year-old Sergeant Brian Joseph Goh of Hickory Creek. He died shortly after being transported to Plano Med Center. His wife, 22-year-old Ashley McCraw, is in critical condition at Parkland. The couple was out with family for the afternoon when suddenly they were knocked off the bridge, falling 20 feet below into shallow water. Traffic was snarled for hours while the freeway was shut down. As passing motorists tried to help officers rescue them from the lake, 7 passengers and 2 train employees were also hurt. Barb Smith, TSN News.
5 o'clock Friday was the deadline to resolve any business with local courts in Brazos County. Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department says the warrant roundup is underway now.
If other people have the luck that I do, you're going to get stopped for a minor traffic violation. The officer is going to find that you're going to have a warrant. So not only are you going to go to jail, have to pay for your warrant, your car will end up getting towed, and you'll have that extra expense also. So take care of those tickets.
City marshals, police officers, reserve police officers, and constables will be arresting those who failed to pay their fines during the amnesty period. The Bryan Police Department recognized some of their finest Thursday night at their annual awards banquet. Officer John Agnew says it was a competitive pool of nominees this year.
The best thing is these awards are written by your peers. Anyone could nominate anyone for these awards, and then these awards are all sent into an awards committee. And this was one of our best years for the most nominees ever. So it was quite the feat to find or pick one person for Officer of the Year or for Civilian of the Year.
Agnew says with almost 200 employees, always working different shifts, the awards banquet is a great opportunity for everyone to come together. A full list of the awards and this year's recipients is on our webpage at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:08, 60 degrees outside. This look at news brought to you by Merry Maids. More news at 8:30 or 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax. It's done.
Sutton Link is putting their money where their mouth is, and here are the deals that you can get right now, and there are a bunch of them. First of all, you know, you've heard about Sutton Link's home phone price promise, $25 for life. The big question is, why haven't you switched yet with a deal like that? Because, of course, that is unlimited local and long-distance calling plus calling features you may not have right now. You try Sutton Link home phone service for 30 days. If you're not satisfied, if you don't believe it's better than what you've got right now, Sutton Link will give you a full refund. So we are talking a no-risk deal. Now, this is what else Sutton Link has going on right now. High-speed internet for $15 a month, or bundle internet, TV, and phone service for as low as $65 per month. Now you'll know what it costs and the quality that you'll get. Call Suddenlink today at 1-800-915-1866 or visit suddenlink.com. Of course, in addition, you get Suddenlink to go, so you can take your TV on the go with you. All you need is a computer. Suddenlink on demand, over 9,000 hours of free programming. Also, ask them about home security. That's available from Suddenlink. Of course, the blazing fast internet, the DVR, I'm always talking about how that changes the way that you'll watch television, and you get free access to ESPN3.com. All of that can be yours, but remember, right now, get high-speed internet for $15 a month. You can bundle your internet, TV, and phone service for as low as $65 a month, or you can do Suddenlink phone, $25 a month for life. 1-800-915-1866 or visit suddenlink.com.
Indy Glass Company is the glass company in the area that can meet all of your auto, residential, and commercial glass needs. From windshield repair or replacement to shower enclosures, mirrors, broken windows, and new commercial construction, Indy Glass is the glass company to call today. Indy Glass will file insurance claims and has free mobile service. Indy Glass Company, 3900 South Texas Avenue at the Rock Prairie Road exit in College Station. Call 695-8676.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
8:11 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to take a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing Pros. Call them at 268-ROOF.
Lots of cloudiness in our forecast today, as are some showers. Looks like we've got some moisture lifting off the Gulf into the region. Weather-wise, today temperatures will get up probably to about 65 to 70. Clouds and maybe a shower tonight, 60 to 65. More clouds tomorrow. There could be a few breaks of sun. Watch for scattered showers. Warmer, 75 to 80. Turning partly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Clouds come back Wednesday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carroll, then for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We always like to tell you if days have certain significance, things like that. We've already wished you a happy birthday if it happens to be your birthday today.
Which is the most significant.
Absolutely.
Yes. Sure.
And you can celebrate because today is National Chocolate Cake Day.
Hooray!
As every day should be.
Once again, because we had a caller. If you missed the discussion in our last half hour. Shame on you, first of all. Second of all, you will need a doctor's excuse. And third of all, we were having a fantastic discussion about how life would be better if we could just take roller coasters everywhere we went.
Right.
And caller called up and pointed out that the only thing that would stink about that is the line you would have to wait in to get where you would need to go. And I said, look, if we're talking this idyllic setting, the lines would be short. So...
Right.
It would only be if you had to sit in the front, you know. You know, that would be the only line of any significance. Otherwise, no problem getting on the roller coaster to get to work every day. Celebrate today because it's National Chocolate Cake Day. Celebrate today because it's also National Strawberry Day.
Oh.
So you can do strawberries and chocolate cake.
That is a good combination.
You know, that's a nice little combination there. Yeah. If you wanted to get really elaborate, today is also National Kahlua Day.
Ooh.
So you could do...
Love me a little cream and Kahlua.
You could do a little chocolate cake, Kahlua, and strawberries. Mm. In fact, do that at lunch. I'm sure nothing bad could happen.
Nope.
You know, you'd be all carbed up, you'd be liquored up, and it would make for an interesting Monday afternoon. So there you go. It's also... And fittingly enough, today is also no-brainer day. So do something that's simple, easy, obvious, and are totally logical. So today at lunch, have a slab of chocolate cake with strawberries and a shot of Kahlua. And I think that'll make your Monday afternoon just go swimmingly at that point. A Canadian man has been arrested at his children's school, hauled down to the police station, and strip-searched all because his 4-year-old daughter drew a picture of a gun. I'm going to say that again. Drew a picture of a gun. The principal, this is in Canada. The principal, police, and child welfare officials all say they stand by their actions. They said they had to investigate to determine whether there was a gun in the little girl's house that she had access to.
Oh.
So there you are, our friends to the north. Dad, 4-year-old daughter, draws a picture of a gun. Dad gets arrested. Dad gets taken to the police station. Dad gets strip searched. There you are. Still want that Canadian health care? Yeah, that's kind of a double-edged sword. Okay, maybe it's another goodness of fit problem, but we won't go there. Dollar coins, okay?
I like them.
You like them? Do you really?
I do.
Now, you know...
That's funny, because I was cleaning up my office at home the other day, and I found me a dollar coin.
Several times, the government has tried to foist these upon us, and we Americans are just... We're pretty hard-headed about this as far as not wanting to use dollar coins. Now, if you go to any other country, there's smaller currencies. They're smaller, you know, I just got back from Israel. In Israel, the first paper currency that you encounter is 20 shekels.
Mm-hmm.
Everything before that, 10 shekels, 5 shekels, 2 shekels, and 1 shekel. They have in those denominations, those are all coins.
Yep.
But now, dollar coins... They're more durable than paper money. They're easier. They're cheaper to handle. The only problem is we don't want to use them. And so because of that, the Federal Reserve has warehouses full of unused dollar coins.
Really?
The banks are returning them because people don't want them. And so the federal government will stop minting unwanted $1 coins. It will save an estimated $50 million a year.
What if they just stop printing ones?
Well, now you're just being silly.
I don't know.
That'd be like saying, let's stop. Why do we even have pennies? Why do we have nickels for that matter? When was the last time you said, gosh, if I only had a nickel?
If I had a nickel for every time I said that.
Exactly. That's
about 10 cents there.
Yeah.
When's the last time you were just so scrapped for a nickel that if you weren't buying
a soft drink and you got 45 cents
and you got you need a nickel, but look, that's two quarters. You got two quarters, five dimes.
To rub together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're on a roll.
Thank you.
Like a nickel. But yeah, when's the last time you did that?
Yeah.
When's the last time you, I mean, when is the last time you made use
of a nickel?
Of a nickel.
Well, actually, no, I like when you're at the drive-thru, I keep little nickels and pennies and dimes, oh my, in my little slot there by my
That's thing. The only time I use them, too.
So,
caller.
I've got an aunt that teaches at a military base in England, and everything there gets rounded to the nearest nickel because they don't want to waste the gas to ship pennies over there.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And hello.
With the value of a dollar down and like it is now, we ought to get rid of ones and go, everybody use twos.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're right. You're right. But if you buy something for a dollar, what does it cost? $1.08, right? So, you know, you got your dollar, you got your nickel, and you got your three pennies.
But that is the only time.
Yeah.
That's the only time. You know, yeah. If you didn't
I'm going to bring you a guest here, Chase.
If you didn't have, yeah, I saw him.
Okay.
If you didn't have the little change slot there in your vehicle, when else would you want a nickel? I'm just saying. So, yeah, I think we could probably get rid of those. We're about to have a national champion basketball coach join us live on the radio here. So, just right over there. Gary Blair joins us this morning. Coach, good morning.
It's a beautiful morning high up here at the Crystal Palace here.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you call it?
Something like that, sure.
And it's glad you had me here. We got a huge ball game tonight, and I'm just encouraging all the fans out there, the Aggies, to come out and watch the number one team in the nation play the defending national champions.
Mm-hmm.
It's never been done before. If we can beat a number one team here at Reed Arena, I'm not sure if it's been done in any other sport here in College Station. Playing number one at home,
mm-hmm.
Let's come out.
I think so. And what time? What time's tip-off?
6 o'clock. Remember, 6 o'clock. That way you can get your kids home early and everything like that. Have dinner at the concession stand. Good, healthy nachos and popcorn and hot dogs. And just come on out. Brittany Griner's coming in. You've got to realize, if you hadn't seen Brittany Griner in person, she's one of the best ever. But at the same time, look at our little Sydney Carter. She's only 5'6". Brittany's 6'8". They will not guard each other, but that will be two forces that you need to see in this ball game.
And there is, I mean, there's quite the rivalry between Texas A&M and Baylor, because you've got two of the premier women's basketball programs out there.
I think it used to always be A&M and Texas in women's basketball or in a lot of different sports, but right now it's Baylor and A&M in a couple of sports, particularly women's basketball. We're the only two teams in the Big 12 that are in the top 25. We were in the top 10 earlier in the year, suffered a couple of losses. Baylor's 26-0, odds-on favorite to win the whole thing, but they haven't won anything yet. And the one thing we've got sitting on our right hands are those national championship rings, and we're going to hold on to it. We're proud of what we did last year, but we're more important. We want to do it again, be able to play at the highest level, and Baylor is going to make us better because they're that good.
Gary, I don't want to talk too much hoops here, but on Saturday, you manhandled a basketball team that twice stayed within 10 of Baylor. How does that translate to tonight?
Well, our game plan will be similar. They've seen every type of different zone in the world. We'll have some zone, but we're really known for our man-to-man defense. And Coach Schaefer does a great job of teaching it, and we'll put in some full-court press, and we'll mix it up, and we'll gimmick it. But I cannot tell you everything on the radio. You've got to be there at 6 o'clock and see for yourself.
That's right. But, you get the candy.
But yeah. Beating Texas Tech, we played extremely well. We shot the almost 60% for the game, and we were able to get all 13 kids in senior night. Hearing those kids talk after the game, it was very emotional.
Now, and I'm guessing you don't have to pump the team up for a game like tonight. I mean, this is something. If anything, do you have to keep them from looking past other games because this one's circled on the calendar?
Oh, it's always circled. It's LeBron versus Kobe, Larry Bird versus Magic, Baylor versus A&M. Folks, there's nothing. Oscars were last night. So come on out. The singing cadets are going to do the national anthem. The Corps marching in. There are plenty of tickets. You can get tickets at Reed Arena. all day today. They'll have the ticket office open. They'll open the doors a little bit before 5 o'clock with the Blair's Kids Court. You can bring your kids. They can shoot ball in there at 5 o'clock. You can go to Double Day's Pizza, get two tickets for $10. All students get in free. Now, folks, it doesn't get any better than this. Let's come on out.
Tip-off is at 6. Coach, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
A&M head basketball coach, head women's basketball coach Gary Blair tonight at 6. The Aggies host Baylor, number one, coming into town and taking on the Aggies tonight. And, of course, you can hear that on our partner station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. But definitely, you want to be out there for that. 822.
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting married. Now what?
Your newest best friend is the new website, BrazosValleyBride.com. You'll find wedding dresses, cakes, photographers, caterers, florists, rehearsal dinner locations, reception venues, wedding locations, and a lot more. So many decisions. So if you're planning a wedding, where are you going to go?
BrazosValleyBride.com.
Now Brazos Valley Bride is more than a magazine. Visit BrazosValleyBride.com.
Mar Eye Center reminds you that February is Save Your Vision Month. By the year 2020, 43 million Americans will be at risk for significant vision loss or blindness from age-related eye diseases, such as cataracts, diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, and macular degeneration. Call Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 to schedule your baseline eye exam. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. And remember, our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Mar Eye Center. 776-7564.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
This is 1620 WTAW.
Stocks appear poised for early losses. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market futures are down, suggesting Wall Street will take its cues from Asian and European exchanges, where share prices declined today. There is some disappointment that finance officials from the Group of 20 Nations held off on increased funding for the International Monetary Fund. The head of Berkshire Hathaway expects job creation to continue this year. Warren Buffett said in a broadcast interview this morning the nation's jobless rate will probably not go back to 9%. Buffett says businesses not related to housing are hiring again. Cabbies in New York City protested when credit card readers were installed in taxis a few years back. It turns out, though, that accepting credit cards has prompted more people to hail cabs. More than half of all fares are paid with plastic now, and card users are better tippers than those who pay with cash. The Lundberg survey reports the average nationwide price of regular gasoline is up to $3.69 a gallon. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
They employ much of the world's workforce. Contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them. Building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Meet Buffalo Joe.
You know, you want to go home in a box?
His boys, Mikey and Ron, and the rest of the crew that make up the heart and soul of Buffalo Airlines, the official airline of a rugged territory where the colder it gets, the hotter the tempers flare.
So you guys better get your shit together.
You've told me that for 10 years.
The only thing tougher than these guys are the conditions they work in.
I can't feel my feet.
The Weather Channel presents Ice Pilots, premiering Monday, March 5th at 9.
Today, I'm test driving a certified pre-owned BMW along with an array of other cars. So far, not only does a CPO BMW outperform other pre-owned cars, it outperforms some new cars as well. This might be why BMW is the number one selling pre-owned luxury brand and even surpasses some brands in new car sales, like, say, Audi, Acura, and Infiniti. This car looks and feels like new. It's rigorously inspected, backed by a 6-year, 100,000-mile protection plan, and an ultimate driving machine through and through. Yeah, I like door number one. A certified pre-owned BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Texas Regional Eye Center would like to welcome Dr. William Riggs to our team. Dr. Riggs brings his years of experience and training in state-of-the-art techniques for helping you see clearly. From LASIK laser vision correction to advanced cataract surgery and the very best in general eye care, Dr. Riggs, Dr. Kaufman, Dr. Perkins, and Dr. Wethridge are ready to provide you with excellence in eye care. Call today, 774-0498, or visit us on the web at texasregionaleye.com.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing tax returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Probably not. Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. Let us save you time and money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call us at Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment.
Brazos Valley weather forecast at 828, 30% chance of showers today. Could see some clouds, or I'm going to see some clouds most definitely, with a high in the mid to upper 60s today. Look for a 30% chance of showers. We'll keep that chance of rain through tonight as we head down to a low only in the lower 60s, so we're not going to cool off very much either. Slight chance of showers coming up tomorrow with a high in the mid to, or the lower to mid 70s, and pretty much a carbon copy of that on Wednesday. Almost 80 by the time Thursday rolls around. Going to stay pretty spring-like for most of this week. It is 63 degrees right now, 828, and time for Bravo Prices Valley.
It's Monday. That means it's time for Heritage Highlights. And Fran Lamb, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. And this is Fran.
The Goddess of Liberty was raised to the top of the dome of the State Capitol building in Austin on February 25th of 1888. The statue had been cast section by section in the Capitol basement. Nearly 16 feet tall and weighing 2,000 pounds, she was hoisted atop the Capitol in four pieces and put together with screws. While the Capitol building in Austin was still under construction, a stonemason named Tom Borchardt claimed it was his wife's face that was cast. Tom was said to be involved in the casting of the statue, so it wasn't really outside the realm of possibility. Other rumors were swirling at that time. Some said construction was being done by free convict labor. Others swore that skilled workers were being imported from Scotland. Well, old Tom Borchardt was neither a convict nor a Scotsman, but he was a talented stonemason and a very good storyteller. One night after drinking and arguing with his co-workers, he managed to tie a noose around the statue's neck and tie the other end of his rope to his saddle horn. After a very brief horse ride, Tom was sitting on the Capitol lawn. When the police arrived, they arrested him for riding under the influence. An effort to beat the arrest, Tom produced a photo of his wife to prove his claim. Resemblance between his wife and the statue was noted, and the police sympathized with him all the way to headquarters. One of the Austin cops even went so far as to state that the goddess looked a little prettier. Well, she's not exactly pretty. She was in danger of falling to pieces once. When it was decided to replace her, officials had such a tough time that they had to call for help from a nearby state. The Texas National Guard helicopter got her down safely, although there was a moment of drama when a line snapped. The Mississippi National Guard came to her aid, and the task was successfully completed. An aluminum replica sits up there now, and the original is located in the Bob Bullock Texas State History Museum in Austin. The Goddess of Liberty has overseen many changes to the landscaping of the grounds. Witness governors being sworn in, and generations of squirrels being fed by tourists. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights. For information about Heritage Highlights or to listen to previous episodes, visit our new website at heritagehighlights.org.
Well, thank you, Fran Lamb, as always. And next Monday, another edition of Heritage Highlights. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
Available on RadioAggieland.com, 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The future of hundreds of non-teaching jobs at Texas A&M University are in limbo.
State employees working in A&M's Facility Services Division were told the university is looking at hiring private companies. System Vice Chancellor for Communications Steve Moore says it's a process that starts this week by distributing requests for proposals.
In general, RFP processes from the time they start to the time they conclude can be months. I'm talking 3 to 4 to 5 months. There's no predetermined goal in mind for any outsourcing to begin. Basically, what will happen is RFPs are issued. People will answer them. There's a questioning period. There'll be some selection, then a recommendation to the Board of Regents. And at that point, then you'd be negotiating start date.
Moore says this process includes forming campus committees to review proposals and administrators meeting with employees. Chancellor John Sharp announced the first RFP going out involves dining services on the flagship campus. Future RFPs will consider custodial, building maintenance, and landscaping services. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A nationwide drug shortage is forcing Texas EMS organizations to become creative in finding the medicine they need.
Nationally, more than 280 prescription drugs are said to be in short supply, causing at least 15 deaths in the past 2 years. Michael Kane of Travis County Emergency Medical Services says they've resorted to asking local pharmacies to mix generic drugs. He tells KITV.
We called People's Pharmacy and we said, do you guys and can you guys produce the medication in the volumes and the type of medications? And they said, absolutely.
As to the cause of the shortage, some blame Obamacare, some blame the drug companies. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
School districts across Texas are wrestling with big budget shortfalls. One of them is Hutto ISD north of Austin, where they're facing a $1.2 million hole in next year's budget. School board president Doug Gall says no one will escape the expected cuts in the already lean budget.
We're getting to the stuff where it's going to impact probably every student some way, in some form.
Among other measures, the Hutto school board may decide to charge for kids riding the bus, and teachers may have to clean their own classrooms as some janitors are laid off. The district is expected to offer a 13-cent tax hike to voters this summer. Each year, Bryan police officers and department employees nominate their peers who they think deserve special recognition, for their outstanding work. Those people were recognized Thursday evening at the department's annual awards banquet. Officer John Agnew says the event is a great chance for everyone to spend an evening together.
You know, we have 171 employees, and we all work different shifts. We don't see each other all the time. So it's a chance to come together as a family, to see everybody, listen to some good speaking, and then hear about all the good deeds that we've done throughout the community and be recognized by your own peers. And that alone, just to be nominated by your peers, is a great feeling in itself.
Agnew says this was one of the best years for nominations, and it was difficult choosing the recipients. Go online to WTAW.com to see the full list of awards and this year's winners. How quickly 2 weeks went if you didn't take care of the tickets with local courts in Brazos County. With the end of a two-week warrant amnesty period, Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department says warrant roundup has started.
There will be extra officers out serving those warrants, and if you have them, I would start rounding up some extra cash because you're going to need to have that available to take care of your tickets whenever they show up at your door.
The increased attention includes local police, reserves, constables, and city marshals. WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 61 degrees. More news at noon or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What do you want people to notice when they look you in the face? Want those frown lines to disappear from your forehead? Want that nose of yours reshaped ever so slightly? Are those brows lifted? If you want a fresh approach to your aging face, come see Dr. Robert Schmidt at The Face Place, a medical spa. Dr. Schmidt is a facial plastic surgeon who specializes in facial and eyelid surgery.
nose and facial reconstruction, even earlobe surgery. Let Dr. Schmidt and the Face Place help you put your best face forward. Visit FacePlaceMedSpa.com or call 255-GLOW. The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state-of-the-art.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program today. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any Half Price Books between now and March 31st. Drop it off in the Half Pint Library donation box. It's that simple. At the end of the drive, Half Price Books will match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. Help us share the love of reading with young children and their families. Remember, one good book can help inspire a lifelong reader. And only with your contributions can a Half Pint Library become a reality. To learn more about the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program or to find a store near you, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community, for the community.
Homestead Senior Care is proud to celebrate our 10th year of service to seniors here in the Brazos Valley. I'm David Guest, and I want to thank you for trusting us to help your loved ones remain in their homes as they age. Our ongoing commitment to high-quality support now features a new Alzheimer's care training program. It's designed to help our caregivers and client families cope with the changes brought on by this disease. As we begin our next decade of service, I invite you to call 268-6880 and learn why at Homestead, to us, it's personal.
WC Tractor in Bryan and New Holland are celebrating the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo in style. Get a New Holland Workmaster tractor from 45 to 75 horsepower at 0% for 72 months. We also have great deals on zero-turn mowers and much more. Come see us on Highway 6 just north of Highway 21 and register for free rodeo tickets. Or stop by one of our stores in Brenham, Navasota, or Sealy.
You probably didn't notice, but I'm a con artist. I'm someone who you know and trust. I'm going to be your friend. And when you really like me, I'm going to take you for everything you've got.
Don't be a victim of financial fraud. Before you invest your hard-earned money, call 888-663-0009 or visit TexasInvestorEd.org. One quick call could protect your money and your future. Sponsored by the Texas State Securities Board.
838 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Your Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go. Visit csmedcenter.com to learn more.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. There could be a little bit of sunshine. We may also see a few showers pop up as the day goes on. We'll certainly take the rain if it does develop, high 65 to 70. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers tonight, 60 to 65. Clouds tomorrow with scattered showers, highs will be 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 60 to 65. Clouds Wednesday, chance of some showers, highs Wednesday afternoon between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I don't like being around people who feel the need to toot their own horn a whole bunch.
Yeah,
I think humility is a great quality in people, but I do want to go counter to that and toot our horn, if you will, WTAW winning some awards. It's the time of year when we participate in the Texas Associated Press Broadcasters Awards, and WTAW picking up 12 and is a finalist for a 13th award, 10 first place, 2 second place awards. Tom Turbyville scoring a couple of first places, Patrick Zeinert scoring a first place, and also part of a staff effort for WTAW.com. Bill Oliver is killing trees. He will be taking his home so much lumber this
right.
year.
We're going to make him pick everything up and just haul it all.
He's going to be out of town. You know,
when the banquet is.
Yeah, it's March 31st in Austin, and so if you'd like to play Bill Oliver, perhaps we can work something out.
And get your free meal, free rubber chicken out of
the
deal.
In fact, it's chicken this year. We picked out the menu. It's one of those things we don't talk about it a whole lot except when it happens, but we like to you know, it's part of it's always nice to have your work recognized. And so this is a this is a peer contest. The way it works is they get judges from all over the country to take a look at these and judge the work. And it's nice to have that happen. So
there and also a first place. Want to mention you can hear them tonight. As a matter of fact, over on the Zone, Mike Wright and Tap Benz for their sports play-by-play. First place for Brian Broadcasting also. So there you go.
So, you know, it's just nice to have a little good news every once in a while. So, and
there you go. Yay, us. Now let's get back to work.
Well, and one other thing, and not patting us on the back, but it is possible to do what we do because, as Scott has pointed out numerous times, we have ownership that cares. We have an owner that,
and down the hall.
We have an owner that lives right here in this community that has an office in our office. We have a general manager who believes in local first. And is a champion of that cause in an industry that is going counter to that at every turn. Gone are the days of many small towns having or just towns in general having a radio station that tries to serve the community. And that's what we do. But that is a reflection of the top. That is a reflection of the ownership and the management that we have. And it is a privilege to be a part of that because we enjoy doing what we do. We enjoy being on this radio station. We enjoy bringing you the content that we're able to bring you. But it's because of them. So want to make sure that we that Bill Hicks and Ben Downs get the credit that they deserve. So,
Hear, hear. I'm raising my glass of porridge here.
Of Kahlua?
Yes, right.
Because it is National Kahlua Day, after
yes,
all.
Yes, it is.
We should buy them a chocolate cake.
Yes. Yeah. Then it's just sucking up, though. That's so transparent.
Well, isn't that what this whole break's been, really?
Maybe so. Yeah. Well, I'm trying not to be that transparent, you know.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Downs. Here's a cake.
You'd have to work pretty hard to overtake the Oscars and the lack of humility.
Did you watch the Oscars?
I saw some of it, not by choice. We were watching it with some friends, so it made it a lot more interesting.
Oh, you didn't have an Oscar watching party at Casa de Zinert?
No, it wasn't at our place. It was actually Casa de Mezzarol.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, and all of those are camera type people, you know?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they love their video and all.
Oh, yeah.
So how? What part did you see?
Well, we actually went and saw a group of us went and saw Act of Valor. Jordan Mezzerol joined me with that and a few other people, and it was actually a pretty good movie for what it was supposed to be. But then when we got back, we joined in the festivities of
joined
watching
in progress. Did you?
Yeah, exactly, and it just seemed long, drawn out, and.
Gosh, I think that's the Academy Awards in a nutshell.
Pretty much.
Even though they tried to, you know, they tried to tighten it up, but it just didn't work.
I understand.
Because they let some of the presenters do a little shtick that they hadn't done that before, and that kind of drew things out a little bit.
Well, Billy Crystal, I think, did an incredible job, but there were more than a few points where we just commented and said, why are all these fringe people stealing our awards? These are American award
battles. Yeah.
But they did. I do want to see The Artist. That looks like an incredible film.
Really?
Yeah.
See, a silent movie. A silent movie. This is 2012, for crying out loud.
I want to see what all the hullabaloo is about myself.
But that's just
to
it.
See what it
then
is.
You see it and you think, really? Really? Could they be any more self-congratulatory?
It won.
It's a masterpiece of cinema.
It won Best Director. It won Best Actor. It won Best Picture.
Best Actor! He didn't talk!
He said two words, apparently. I don't know what they are.
But. I guess. Well, it was actually here for a week or two, but then it left. I don't know what the deal was.
I'm the first person. I'm not an artsy-fartsy guy, in case you can't tell. But, really? Silent movie, huh? Well, there you are.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about what's really important in terms of the Oscars, though. The swag bags.
Ooh.
Oh,
what they get.
Yeah.
The stuff we all get.
Yeah. Is this what the presenters got?
This year, Oscar VIPs gifted each year with a bag full of goodies and gift certificates. This year, the total value of the swag bags at the Oscars, you want to talk decadent? $62,000. This is the free stuff that the presenters and the VIPs of the Oscars got. $62,000. Dumb.
That's a few hundred gallons of gas right there.
Yeah.
That kind of reminds me of one of Billy Crystal's best lines last night. He said, nothing speaks to our economic crisis better than a bunch of millionaires giving out gold statues to each other.
Yep. There you go. Among the items that they had in the swag bags, we'll kind of start from the bottom up here. They have slimware, stylish portion control plates with a portion conscious disguised in the design. Really. Retail value $59. Vapor trim, retail $9.95. It's the world's first zero-calorie dessert. No, it's not. Sugar-free Jell-O's been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. Works with the senses of taste and smell so that users feel full and eat less.
Uh-huh.
A four-night, five-day stay for two in Botswana. It's a trip that includes luxury accommodations, all meals, drinks, all game viewing activities, and elephant interactions. It's a safari. They got a safari in the bag last night. 15 grand. Almost $16,000 for that. Organic soap and spa, sending a variety of products based on the recipient's personal preferences, valued at $200 each month, and each celebrity will have a personal concierge assigned to them, $2,400. And then finally, Di Serrano, that's amaretto, actually, mm-hmm. an Italian liqueur. Each nominee will receive the opportunity to have one of the country's foremost artisan mixologists tend a premium-stocked bar complete with custom Di Serrano at the location of their choosing for up to 100 guests, retail value. $15,000. They are so in touch with all of us.
But they like to tell us how in touch they are by telling us what we need to do.
Well, absolutely. Once again, then they're, you know, keep that in mind the next time Sean Penn shares his political opinion on anything. Keep that in mind the next time Roseanne Barr opens her mouth to do anything. Okay. Keep that in mind the next time anybody that's a celebrity tells you how you should be thinking, because after all, if they were a VIP at the Oscars last night, they got a swag bag worth $62,000. Really? Really?
Really?
By the way, this is the last thing we'll say about the Oscars until we get to entertainment. Mm-hmm. Which Best Picture nominee won at the box office? Okay, and that's one of the things that they often talk about is that they say, you know, where we realize that these movies don't do that well a lot of times at the box office.
Right.
The Help was the big winner. This was a $25 million budgeted movie. This thing grossed over $206 million.
Wow.
The Help made almost $182 million, and that was tops. Go to the other end of the spectrum. Uh-huh. Hugo. Which one was Hugo?
Hugo was my favorite movie of the year. It was about the film. It was about old time film and the guy that was the kid that was in the clock at the Paris train station.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the budget for that movie was $150 million.
Mm-hmm.
It grossed 114, so it lost nearly
$36 million.
Yeah. Dollars.
And that was my favorite movie.
That was at the bottom. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, since you saw fit to make my chunks rise, right back at you, Barbara Streisand and Jane Fonda.
There you go. There you go. I don't know if I wanted that visual of him making his chunks rise, but there you are.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, I have never had anyone tell me that buying insurance is fun. I have had people tell me that the two things that they dread the most are buying insurance and going to the dentist. The folks at W.E. Gibson Insurance realize this, and we do everything we can to take the pain out of the insurance buying process. When you call or come by our office, you will always be greeted with a friendly smile. Not only are W.E. Gibson's employees friendly, we are very knowledgeable. Our staff has over 125 years of combined insurance experience. We will answer your questions, and we will shop your policies with many different companies to make sure that you're getting the best coverage at the lowest possible premium. If you're already one of our thousands of customers, I want to thank you. If you're not, why don't you give us an opportunity to show you why so many of your friends and neighbors use W.E. Gibson for their insurance needs. Look us up in the Yellow Pages. I don't promise that buying insurance will be fun, but at W.E. Gibson Insurance, it will probably be better than going to the dentist.
Don't be fooled with all those tax prep ads that say they offer online support. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We're right here in your community and easily accessible to answer all of your tax questions. And this year is our 30th year. Remember, if you think you can do it yourself online, think again. We know what questions to ask. Talk to us. Let us do your tax preparation with one simple visit. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you are more than just a number to us. Call us at 691-2345 and ask about our tax preparation guarantee. That's 691-2345.
Allen Honda's President's Day Salute to Savings Sale going on now for a limited time. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on Honda's most popular models, the 2012 Accord, Civic, and Fit, or get 1.9% for up to 60 months. Plus, great lease deals now available, like $230 per month on a 2012 Civic Sedan or $250 per month on a 2012 Accord. Come enjoy great rates and a great buying experience during the President's Day Salute to Savings at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Do you or someone you know have type 2 diabetes? Then a Better Choice is Better Health Diabetes Workshop is for you. These free six-week workshops help you deal with the symptoms of diabetes in order to prevent or delay complications. For more information about these life-saving workshops, please call 979-458-2237. 979-458-2237. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Area Agency on Aging.
Walk into a Shriners Hospital for Children, and the first thing you'll notice is that it doesn't feel like a hospital at all. This is care that puts families first and hospitals that feel like home. From groundbreaking pediatric specialty medical care to research that's changing the world, Shriners Hospitals for Children is making miracles happen every day. You can be a part of this extraordinary mission by making a donation today at ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org or by calling 1-800-241-GIFT.
851 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Did I dream it, or did you tell me off the air, Tom, that we have something else to give away?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you could have dreamed it, but I told you that also.
Okay, so we do have something else to give away. Then let's give something else away.
Okay.
695-1620, and I have officially released the phone lines. So right here at the end of the show, we're gonna try to finish strong this morning.
Yes.
And so 695-1620, and we're going to do it much like we did the last contest.
Oh.
So we're going to a little interactive trivia here.
Ah, love this part.
695. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is kind of fun.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Bill.
Bill?
Yes, sir.
Where are you headed this morning, Bill?
I'm headed over to Brandon. I'm just taking a load of lumber.
Oh, okay. Oh. Very good. Who do you work for?
I work for Baylor Lumber.
Very good. Very good. Bill, we're going to do a little trivia here, and much like we did last hour, I'm going to give you the question, and then Tom is going to offer an answer. I'll give you four multiple choices. It's multiple choice. I'll give you four options, and Tom's going to answer. Patrick's going to answer. Actually, we'll let Patrick go first this time because Tom went first last time. I'll ask the question.
All right.
Patrick's going to go first, and then Tom, and then you will have the option of either agreeing with one of them or you can go out on your own, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, here's the question. Every day, nearly 1% of the world's population does this. Every day, nearly 1% of the world's population does this. Is it A, go to McDonald's? B, go to Starbucks? C, opens a Facebook account? Or D, dies? Patrick?
Wow, 700 million people. I'm going to say McDonald's, A.
A, go to McDonald's. Tom?
I'm going to say dies.
Dies, okay. Bill?
I was going to go with Facebook.
Facebook accounts?
Yeah.
Sorry, that is not correct.
Mm. Oh, man.
So,
but we're talking about 70 million people, too. Sorry.
Thanks for playing along, though, man. Be careful on your drive to Brenham.
I'm pulled over to the side of the road.
Even better.
Hey, thanks.
Even better. Thanks for doing that, but have a great day, all right?
All right, thank you.
Take care. It was go to McDonald's. Patrick was right.
Huh.
So there you are. Patrick,
yeah.
Patrick, you were 2 for 2 today.
All right.
You the man.
Good way to start off the week.
2 for 2.
So you the man. Well, I still got these tickets burning in my pocket.
Oh, no.
Well, we can give them away. I mean, we don't have to
give them away today.
That's right.
We don't have to.
We'll save them for another day.
Yes.
Watch. Let's see.
I already wrote Bill down, so I hope the winner is Bill.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi. Once that guy got it wrong, I called.
Oh,
I see.
Well, I kind of gave the answer.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
You were going to say McDonald's?
Oh, I was absolutely going to say McDonald's.
Of course you were, and I believe you. But we're still
too.
But we're still not going to give you the tickets. So.
Yeah.
Well, we'll give them away again. We'll give them away again.
Okay. Yeah. I retired just to listen to you guys all morning long.
Wow, Jace.
Wow.
She's throwing a mean fastball here.
I worked with Lillian Downs for years and years and years, and I promised her I'd take care of Ben in the morning.
There you go. Well, I appreciate you calling, all right?
Okay.
Take care.
Her name doesn't happen to be Bill, does it?
No.
Okay.
I doubt it. But,
golly, she was.
Boy, she was
like queen for a day.
She
you
was
know?
Laying it on thick and heavy.
She really was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Retired.
That's
retired
right.
Just to listen to us.
I'm your boss's wife's best friend.
I'm sorry, man. Aim higher. Yeah. I mean, just a word of advice. But retired to listen to us. Wow. I say that. I'll be rocking on the porch with the DVD on shuffle, you know, something in my iPod. Listen to the best of. Look.
That young whippersnapper doing sports.
That's right. He can't pronounce tennis names either. I love that part, too. Info.
I forgot that part.
Yeah. We do that way too well. So.
Yeah.
Homeless man in Washington, D.C. arrested after he allegedly tried to steal a car that belonged to the Secret Service.
Oops.
Of all the cars that you could possibly steal, that's not a good one to start with. Car was parked Friday afternoon near the school attended by President Obama's daughters. Man allegedly jumped into the car and tried to drive it away. He was arrested and accused of carjacking. Really? Carjacking, huh? That seems a little... maybe somebody was in there. But, you know, those guys have guns. Mm-hmm. You don't be doing that.
Yeah, they got gubs.
Man from the Philippines thought to have been dead and buried weeks ago turned out to be alive, his wife says. 25-year-old man was last seen alive by his mother on February 2nd. A body of an unidentified man believed to have been a murder victim was found in a nearby town. The mother claimed it was her son's body and arranged a funeral and a burial, but turns out that wasn't him.
Oh.
So somebody's got some splaining to do. Let's see here. When Betsy Stibler went to bed in a T-shirt from a recent 5K race, she didn't expect to run down a burglary suspect. 41-year-old mother of three, Supermom, had been awakened by her youngest about 2 o'clock in the morning on Thursday when she spotted a man going through her father's car. This is in North Naples, Florida. Mm-hmm. She throws on a pair of shorts, slipped on her flip-flops, and grabbed her cell phone. She said she called 911 and calmly confronted the suspect who had walked down the street. She told the suspect, quote, "You may as well stop. The police are coming, and if you're going to run, you better run fast and more than 3 miles because I'm a runner." Go.
That's good.
So the suspect took off running.
Oh, well.
And so did Betsy. She ditched her flip-flops, took off in a full barefoot sprint, followed the suspect past 6 homes and over a bridge. When the suspect stopped at the midpoint, he told her, "You better back up." She said she wasn't scared and said she told the suspect the police were coming and he'd better keep running. He did keep running. Then she cornered him between 2 homes and then the police showed up. Look, somewhere Rhonda Seaton is screaming at the radio and she doesn't know why. Rhonda Seaton, our friend from the College Station Police Department, because she would be the first person to tell you, and anybody in law enforcement that's listening right now would be the first person to tell you, don't do that.
No.
Okay? Don't do what this woman did. I mean, it's an awesome story. But this could have ended very, very badly. So, no, don't take the law into your own hands and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
I just had it. Where was it?
What? Oh, it sounds like Scott.
I know.
Yeah. It's on the other side of the room.
He'll be back on Friday. here we go. This date in history.
Oh, I love this part.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Let's see. This date in 1879, the artificial sweetener saccharin was discovered at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore.
Oh, and it started killing people, didn't it?
No. See, and that's just it. That's one of the unfortunate wives' tales that's ascribed to saccharin. And the thing is, they force-fed this stuff to rats for, like, every meal and just gave them an unreasonable amount of this stuff. And it's living proof that too much of anything will kill you. But what happens is then they end up finding a tumor on a rat after it was given probably the human equivalent of pounds of saccharin per day.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, Sweet and Low gives you cancer.
We're going to keep finding a tumor here.
Exactly. This date in 1951, the 22nd Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified. Do you remember what it was for?
Nope.
Limited the president to 2 terms.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
This date 1951.
Oh, yeah.
If only they'd do this,
Roosevelt thing.
If only they'd do the same thing for Congress, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And this date 1974, People Magazine published for the first time. You remember who was on the cover?
Oh, gosh. Scott always says it.
Mia Farrow. Yeah. All right, you got 50 seconds.
The minute you said it. Yeah.
No.
The Oscars were last night. The principal winners were The Artist, the Best Picture, Best Actress.